are you doing today, sir?
I'm f***ing you up.
F*** your followers. F*** your followers. You're a f***ing fascist pig.
I don't like fascists. I don't like InfoWars. I don't like young Nazis.
Go fuck yourself.
Hey, why? Why? What's wrong with me?
Talk is not boy talk, motherfucker.
I didn't. Who did I assault?
What the f*** matter?
You're f***ing a white male. F*** all you psyop bitch. F*** all you racist bitch.
The good old white days are over with. The good old white days are over with. Ain't no more of them days, bro.
These people are literally all humping me right now. I'm literally... Are you a Christian pastor? This is mockery. What you're doing here is mockery, and you know it. That's why you're kicking us off. That's why you called the cops on us. You don't have the power of God because you're not a godly man. I think you're a fraud.
Weren't you at the drag queen story?
My thanks, mother.
Weren't you at the drag queen story hour? Was that you? Was that you?
Get the fuck out.
Get out of here. Go. Hey, how you doing today, chicken? You're out here protesting Trump. Let's have a real conversation. Why don't you like Trump?
There's so many reasons. I don't want to go into it. InfoWars, because it's just not, I might tag.
What now? I'm literally chasing a chicken. Got it live on video.
Young Nazis.
Whoa.
Yeah. I know. Wow. If someone were to
You're behaving like a fascist.
No.
This guy's
no,
literally no. in my face right now.
Wait a minute. Who walked up to who?
You! I have it on tape. You literally just walked up to me. Oh, now you're trying to assault me?
Oh, yeah.
Are you going to assault me?
I'm going to.
What are you doing? Don't touch my equipment.
Touch your equipment.
You are a freak show. Oh, my God. Are you going to return that?
No.
Did you just lick my camera?
This dude just licked my camera. What? Dude, seriously, do you realize how deranged you are? Like, you belong in a mental institution.
Do you make fart noises with your mouth? That's a yes. That's the first answer we've gotten out here.
You don't like walls? I don't like you.
Your mom doesn't like you either, does she?
Say that to my mom. She's watching.
I'm sorry he's your son. You did a shitty job.
Our president can grab a woman by the pussy. I can grab you by the balls.
She just grabbed my dick. Is that sexual assault?
Yes.
Is that sexual assault?
Yes.
So you just sexually assaulted me?
I did assault you.
Should you be arrested?
Arrest me.
What's it like being a gay frog?
You should go ask the gay mafia in Hollywood.
Dude, I could push you over like a fucking toothpick. No, I don't want to assault you. That's why I want you to leave me alone. You're a fucking soy boy twig hanging out with your coward pussy friend. Why don't you take your mask off and meet me in a boxing ring? Your friends wouldn't recognize you afterwards. Oh my, what's your problem, man? Hi, have I seen you before somewhere? Mindless zombies. Scoff! Scoff! I could drop every single one of you. Look at this guy. This guy's a joke. What don't you like about the travel ban?
You.
That makes a lot of sense. First you march and say Trump is Hitler, and then you march and say turn the guns into the government, which is exactly what Hitler did.
Explain to me how Trump is like Hitler.
He this close to getting the dog shit kicked out of his ass.
Why are you getting so close?
I want you out of my face.
Seriously, you didn't want to have to deal with me today. I'm a loudmouth. I know that.
What? How do you look at yourself in the mirror?
With my two eyes. So this is Owen Schroyer from InfoWars.com.
I've made a lot of predictions that have come true. But I'm here to tell you, most of those really weren't predictions that came out of a crystal ball. I could see where the globalists were going. I could see what their in-game agenda was, what their goal was. And I knew that when they were setting us up to be deplatformed, that they were really setting the precedent to take everybody off air, to silence everyone, to ban words and names and information on fake whistleblowers so that their false narratives couldn't be opposed. What the globalists really feared was independent media and platforms in the future. It was the model of InfoWars as much as the information that had to be silenced, because they need total information dominance for their outrageous lies and the evil they're pushing to succeed. And that's why keeping InfoWars on the air is now more imperative and more vital than ever.
Gentlemen, this is the InfoWars.com War Room, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. This is the one, the only November 14th, 2019 transmission. There will not be another Thursday, November 14th, 2019 transmission. This is the only one. Now, today, some days, how I'm going to start the broadcast and what I'm going to get into, it's very clear to me. And I'm sitting here this morning watching some of the highlights, watching some of the aftermath, watching Nancy Pelosi speaking today after the impeachment circus that was yesterday. And it's very common for me to lose my cool up here on air, having to deal with this and cover these people. And then watching Nancy Pelosi today, it was just, you know, the same crap. But again, I come back to just a very basic, fundamental question that I think all of America really has to be asking right now. And with all the different issues, and I got stacks of news, and I got video clips, and we got great guests coming up, it's going to be a very informative and entertaining 3 hours, but how can I even put into words what we all are realizing? How can Adam Schiff be such a bold-faced liar? And you say, well, that's so basic. This is, you know, come on. Let's get a little more into the gray than that. Let's get a little more detailed than that. Let's try to dig a little deeper than that. That's lazy reporting. But no, what, I mean, folks, you think about the fraud of one man to get up there in front of the entire nation and just lie repeatedly over and over. The only way it could be worse is if his nose actually grew an inch every time. And so that way, every time he turned his head, he'd be smacking everyone in the room upside the head. That'd be the only way for Adam Schiff to be a bigger liar, a more public fraud, a more public known liar, fabricator of facts. Adam Schiff, it's like, I want to get the thesaurus out and find all the different words for liar today. Like, let's learn together and just to really describe what Adam Schiff is. But, Adam Schiff, friends with Ed Buck. Dead guys turn up in his house. Mm-hmm. Out there in Hollywood where all the pedophilia is. all the Satan worship, all the symbolism, the destruction of society. But what is it that motivates Adam Schiff to get up there and lie to us? What is it that motivates Nancy Pelosi to get up there and lie to us? If their nose grew an inch with every lie they told, would they still do it? But that's what I'm saying, is I've just wasted 4 minutes of this important 3-hour transmission, and I'm frustrated because I don't even know how to properly put into words and express this very fundamental question we're all trying to figure out. What is behind Adam Schiff? Why is this guy such a liar? Why is he willing to commit such fraud? Why does he hate the truth so much? Why does he go on the biggest platform, the biggest scale, the U.S. Congress, and make up such things? Why does he want Trump out of office? Why is he skipping and hip-hopping and jumping around with all the things that he said and all the narratives he's gone with? I mean, this guy is up to his eyeballs in his own web of lies, folks. But we all know it. We're all watching it. Adam Schiff is still in office. Adam Schiff is still the head of this committee. And we are just simply left here to say, hey, there's Adam Schiff. You know, that lying congressman from California. But why? Why is Adam Schiff such a liar? What is it that he has to hide? Who is he lying for? Why does he have to get Trump out of office? What is really going on here? Yeah, we know there's a coup. Why? What are these people really so afraid of? And I can sit here and lay it out for you. The treason of an Obama. How Nancy Pelosi earns $200 million. Earns. The Laura Silsby trafficking children across the Haitian border and Hillary Clinton's involvement with that. The Jeffrey Epstein murder where we don't know what the hell's going on. It's all connected, you see? And it's all connected to the same intelligence agencies who lied about the JFK assassination, who lied about the Gulf of Tonkin, who lied about weapons of mass destruction, who Adam Schiff is now working with and working to protect, who are lying about Trump now. And even though we've reached this threshold of not buying the lies anymore, we still have to exist in the essence of the lies. We still have to exist in the bubble of the lies. We still have to exist in the construct that the lies are building for us. And it becomes a crime, they say, for Roger Stone to even exist. It's a crime for Roger Stone to do political commentary. It's a crime for Alex Jones to do political commentary. Shut them down. And you know, I actually have a regret now. And I guess I might as well say this, since I think maybe by the end of the day or even the week, we may have a decision with the Roger Stone case. But look, folks, anybody who's been following me long enough knows I have very little patience and I'm not afraid to raise my voice. And at the time, I felt that I was doing the right thing. Not to stand up in the middle of the Roger Stone trial. Not to stand up and shout down that corrupt judge. Said, be respectful, be professional. This isn't the time, this isn't the place. And so I didn't. And in frustration, I left the courtroom. But you know, looking back on it, I regret doing that. I wish I would have stood up. I wish I would have shouted down that judge. I wish I would have shouted down the prosecution. I do. I wish I would have made the scene. I wish I would have been arrested. Because here's the thing. And this is the ultimate injustice, folks. And this just shows you the slavery that we're all under. Where Adam Schiff can come out here and lie and make things up. Barack Obama can spy. I mean, again, we know the whole waterfront. We know it all. We know it all with Hillary Clinton, and we know it all with Bill Clinton, and we know it all. We know it all. But see, one citizen, one peasant, one peon, One little piece of garbage citizen decides he's going to stand up in the middle of a corrupt court case with a corrupt judge and a corrupt prosecution and a corrupt jury and a corrupt testimony, and it's all corrupt. But one citizen, one little slave, one little peasant gets out of line and shut him down. But Adam Schiff gets to grandstand and hop around like a little fairy, hanging out with Ed Buck murdering people with little drug sacrifices in his home, and that's all good. Yeah, baby, it's Adam Schiff. Hey, guys, I've heard from somebody that heard from somebody that heard who hangs out in a sewer from somebody who heard that hangs out in a dumpster in California that Adam Schiff's been watching child porn for 30 years. And you know what? They said it. Quigley, the Democrat from Illinois, said it. Hearsay is better than evidence. So I don't need any evidence. I've got hearsay from 39 different sources that hang out in gutters in California that Adam Schiff likes child porn. How do you like that, Adam Schiff? Screw you!
A question was once posed to Thomas Jefferson. What is the level of tyranny that a tyrant will take humanity to? How far will they go? What's their limit? And he said it is the limit to which other men and women will submit. The answer is there is no limit to evil. It is a bottomless pit. We've been taught in modern culture and society that evil doesn't exist, or that there's no free will, or there's no devil or the God. But those very same people have all these rules for us about speech and how we can dress and where we can live and what our houses can be like. They just don't want us to have any values so they can run over us. Oxford's banned clapping. Universities in the U.S. have banned 21-gun salutes for veterans. These people are dangerous cult leaders, and it's time to reject them. I spend a lot of time reminding the InfoWars family of listeners and viewers that without you, we won't be on the air. And I spend a lot of time thanking you. But I really think you should thank yourself for keeping us on the air and really changing the world for the better and raising the alarm as modern Paul Revere's. But something I should spend more time on is just reminding you that these products are really amazing. You've got that pledge from me, but you've seen the third-party test out there, the air filtration, the water filtration. The supplements are all the very best you're going to find out there. And you can't fund an operation anywhere else that's fighting the globalist this hard. So it's not a burden to support InfoWars. It really is something that is good for everybody, that stands for justice and freedom and makes your life and your family's life and your children's life so much better. So visit InfoWarsStore.com today. InfoWars Life has done it again with undoubtedly our biggest breakthrough yet. Super Silver Whitening Toothpaste. This is proprietary. This is with the top lab in the country, and it is incredibly high quality. This is the best toothpaste you're going to find. It's called whitening toothpaste, but really it knocks out the bacteria. It recalcifies the teeth. It does so many things on so many fronts. These beautiful tubes of Super Silver Toothpaste are available at an introductory price of 25% off out of the gates. It's as low as we can go, and they're going to sell out very, very quickly. Super Silver Whitening Toothpaste is going to be a hit. I'm very, very proud of it. I want to thank my father, a retired dentist, for spearheading this the last 2 years and developing it. It's 25% off out of the gates. That's as low as we can go because it's very, very expensive to produce. Get yours today at InfoWarsLife.com. The globalists know that I will never willingly give up. I've said it many times. I will never give in. I will never give up, but I could give out. And it's very, very frustrating to see them committing all their crimes against humanity, to see evil running rampant like this, and to know that most Americans have already been silenced in cyberspace, that most Americans have already been shadow banned by big tech, and to know that most Americans feel powerless and don't realize how much power they have by spreading the word about NewsWars.com, InfoWars.com, and Band.video. And that people are hungry for the truth now more than ever. And that if you tell people, hey, the banned truth they don't want you to have is at InfoWars.com/show and Band.video. So Take heart, folks. They've had to censor everybody and shut everybody down because the truth is powerful and they can't beat us fair and square.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
We're back in the war room. Well, I think I've said what I wanted to say in the first segment, so I'm going to move on, try to get some of this news. I didn't even do my job here. We've got Peter Diabrasca coming up at 4. This guy's doing, I mean, he's breaking so many news stories and running for Congress right now. I'm not sure what I'll get to with him. Could be controversial. And then Lewis Shanker, who was supposed to be on with us yesterday, but he ended up going to an event. So he's going to come on today instead. I'm very proud of that young man. I met him when he was just, I believe, a freshman in college, now doing great work on his own. So he'll be joining us. And then Brandon Gray, the recipient of the Paul Revere Award here, who was in studio just last week with Juanita Broderick on the phone, he put out a video on his channel, just another channel on YouTube, and it's so amazing. And I've seen people do this before, and so that's why it's like so important. Like, everybody has their role. You can call it the Info War or the next American Revolution, the Great Awakening, whatever. And there's other people that do this. High Impact Flicks and Vlogs does this too, but they focus on little things. And so Brandon noticed how there's this one individual who just magically shows up at every leftist event in Texas and asks some real questions in that video. And so he's going to be joining us about that. And it's like, I don't even recognize it because this person is wearing a different wig every time, a different clown outfit every time. And there was one, and I think Sam was actually with me. And Sam, you'll recognize this lady. This is, folks, I've been in a lot of these leftist mobs. In fact, I've been in locker rooms. I've never smelled body odor worse than this individual. And I guarantee you, the editor, cameraman, one of the hands around here, Sam, knows exactly who I'm talking about when I'm saying the worst body odor I've ever smelled. It was so offensive. It was like you had to try to be that disgusting. But this individual shows up at every leftist event somehow. Different wig, different clown outfit, the whole thing. So that's what we have coming up in the second hour. I see Sam back there. I don't have the same view onto the crew that I used to. So they get to hide from me now. They hide from my wrath. There's Sam. That was his reaction when he smelled the BO the first time. He almost passed out. In fact, probably we should have probably just given him like a bonus and a raise for just going into that war zone and filming me with that pig humping me, rubbing her armpits into my face. So we almost died that day from body odor. All right, I'm being facetious. All right, I'm going to get serious here, folks. I'm going to cover this news. We're going to get to our great guests. Before I do, folks, here's a problem that we have. We have so many great supplements at InfoWarsStore.com, and we don't get... See, the InfoWars Life brand as a supplement brand is really like top-notch, one of the best out there, if not the best. But obviously, because it's associated with InfoWars and Alex Jones, it'll never get the credence, it'll never get the credit, nobody will promote it, they'll never put it in the stores. I mean, the InfoWars Life supplement should be in every store. It should be in every grocery store on the supplement aisle, all the stores, because the supplements are that good. But because it's associated with InfoWars and we're the bad guys, you know, leading the American Revolution, it'd be like, you know, if you had a business in the 1770s and you were a patriot, the Redcoats would go around and make sure your stuff wasn't, you know, sold in the general store. And they threatened the general store owner. If he saw that product or that publication in his general store, they'd come burn it down. And so that's what they do to InfoWars. Now, thank God you go to InfoWarsStore.com. You know about InfoWarsStore.com, so you get these great supplements. But beyond that frustration, it's I don't have the time to tell you about all the great supplements. And so I kind of just pull up the store or I look at the specials and I say, oh, hey, look, it's 25% off the great new toothpaste we have, Super Silver, at InfoWarsStore.com. I am a huge fan of this toothpaste. I feel kind of bad. Like I said, I make the joke. It's like you get a new girlfriend and your old girlfriend gets jealous because I have Super Blue in my bathroom, but now I have the Super Silver, and the Super Blue just is now sitting there collecting dust, watching me brush with the new Super Silver, and I feel kind of bad. But it's like, I can tell you about how great Super Silver is, but then I'll not tell you about the Ultimate Krill Oil, I'll not tell you about the Survival Shield X2, I'll not tell you about the bodies, I'll not tell you about all the great products. I should sit here, I should plug, and that's the thing too, I come from a media background, I studied marketing and everything. I should sit here, and when we do this, it works. In fact, it works so well, we sold out of shower heads. But now, we have all these other great specials, so I don't want to public, I don't want to sit here and talk about the shower heads all day. What is this? Is this a new product we have? Is this brand new? I'm dead serious. They just pulled up the Adventure Blanket from InfoWarsStore.com. This is a brand new product we have. I didn't even know about this. Look at this thing. It's got like compartments for your phones and everything. It has an attachable hood. Is that what I saw? 50% off right now. And is that a pillow too? What is this? Like a the kit to like escape into the boonies? The Adventure Blanket. It's all you need. Escape into the boonies with the Adventure Blanket from InfoWarsStore.com. The world's most useful blanket. I didn't even know about that. So the point is, if we were doing things right here, I would sit here and I would talk about the Adventure Blanket for a month and we'd focus on that sale. But we got all these great supplements. We got all these great products. So we just sit here and we try to mention it to all of you and hope eventually you'll catch one of these sales, try it, and realize how great it is. But there you go. There's the first review. Amazing quality and very soft. You know what? Maybe when we come back, let's get me an Adventure Blanket. I'll just take a nap like right here on the desk. And I'll just be in the Adventure Blanket. We can come back from break and I'll be like, oh, hey, I was so comfortable in my Adventure Blanket. I mean, it is like 30 degrees in these studios, so you probably need the Adventure Blanket to survive sometimes. It's like the Arctic tundra. So anyways, folks, that's a long plug. I don't plug enough, and I plug at least four times, five times a show. I try to mention it in and out of break, and we still don't plug enough considering how censored we are. But we support, we appreciate your support at InfoWarsStore.com. I just had a meeting with Alex literally right before I came into studio. That's why we played the promo in the first five. And we've got so much stuff we want to do, folks. And I'm hearing Alex go through all of this, and I'm just praying to God. I'm like, please, God, have the sales work. Because he is, I mean, folks, he's literally, it's like he's the captain of the ship. And, you know, you got all these other people. And let's say there's someone that's just in charge of monitoring fuel levels. And so the captain is like, full steam ahead, blast off. I want all engines ignited. And the fuel guy's like, oh, scratching his head like, well, okay. He's like, we got enough. We can fire it up. But man, I don't know if we can go for another week if we keep doing this. I don't give a damn. Forward. So I'm just sitting there like, oh my gosh, that's a great idea, Alex. He's like, we're doing it. So folks, fuel InfoWars, fuel our engines. Make sure we can do everything we want to do here in 2020. If you thought we did a lot in 2016, flying banners over cities with, you all saw that, the billboards we had going around towns, obviously our reporters on the scenes. You saw all that in 2016. That's when we had the revenue from social media. That's when we were allowed on Google Ads. They got rid of all that. All we have is you. That's all we have, but that's all we need. So with your support at InfoWarsStore.com, we will dominate 2020. We will dominate with your support at InfoWarsStore.com. I'm going to get into the news. When we get back, don't go anywhere.
There's a famous quote by a Marine Corps general in the Korean War when 3 million Chi-Coms had flooded across the border and surrounded the Marines. More than 50 to 1, some estimates have it. But the point is, they were outnumbered, and the general was told, general, we're completely surrounded. He said, good, we can attack in all directions. Well, that's the point that InfoWars has reached. And it really is epic. It really is biblical. And we wouldn't have gone this far without all your support. But it's going to become more critical than ever as the censorship becomes complete. And it's not just Americans, but folks all over the world are completely silenced when it comes to speaking the name of a CIA fake whistleblower or exposing a pedophile or speaking out against dangerous vaccines. Because by InfoWars having its own platform, that checkmates the globalists. A question was once posed to Thomas Jefferson. What is the level of tyranny that a tyrant will take humanity to? How far will they go? What's their limit? And he said it is the limit to which other men and women will submit. The answer is there is no limit to evil. It is a bottomless pit. We've been taught in modern culture and society that evil doesn't exist, or that there's no free will, or there's no devil or the God. But those very same people have all these rules for us about speech and how we can dress and where we can live and what our houses can be like. They just don't want us to have any values so they can run over us. Oxford's banned clapping. Universities in the U.S. have banned 21-gun salutes for veterans. These people are dangerous cult leaders, and it's time to reject them. Beto O'Rourke came out dozens of times and said, we're going to confiscate all your semi-automatic rifles. And he got all the other Democrats on the stage, nine others, to agree and said that he was a hero. Think about that. Now, those Democrats have taken all the guns in the cities they control. Their blue cities are literal crap holes covered with needles and with massive drug dealing and incredible levels of violent crime. They know what they're doing. And now the Supreme Court's come out and ruled that gun manufacturers can be sued into oblivion for what criminals do using their firearms. My goodness, ladies and gentlemen, this country's under such incredible attack. But more and more towns and cities are saying they're sanctuaries for the Second Amendment, and they're going to follow the original Bill of Rights and Constitution, and they're not going to help in the confiscation of guns. So you see, a lot of these cities ignore illegal aliens. Well, we could ignore all your unconstitutional laws. About a month ago, President Trump announced that he was going to move his domicile from New York City to Florida, where he's always said he planned to retire to. And the left got so excited. They said, oh, he's about to resign and leave instead of facing impeachment, and he's running to Florida. Well, now we know why the president did that. He knew the leftist-controlled appeals courts were going to say that he had to give up his tax returns so they can pore over them and harass every business partner he's got. They want to terrorize people that he's worked with. And by moving his domicile from New York to Florida, that gets around the New York law they passed to get his tax returns that are supposed to be private. So all those people out there holding their breath for the president to resign, in his words, we're kicking the deep state's ass, and he's never going to resign.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show. Trigger warning. This broadcast contains subject matter that may offend liberal snowflakes.
All right, folks, I'm not even exaggerating.
Watch the live stream at InfoWars.com/.
I'm interrupting my own liner. I'm not even exaggerating. I meant to go out there and get coffee. I didn't even get coffee. I'm coordinating with the crew on a bunch of different things that we're about to cover today. And I'm talking to Sam, the great editor, cameraman, does all kinds of things around here. He'll even pop on the broadcast. And I'm like, do you remember that protester I'm talking about with the BO? And he's like, yeah, yeah. And then the other crew remembered. So we're like, let's go back and find that video. I did a live stream. He was filming it. And I said, let's go back and find that before we get Brandon on, who just catches the same liberals at every event. The title of the video is literally the worst smelling Antifa member you've ever met. So people want to say, Schroyer, you like to exaggerate a lot. I really don't. You may think it's exaggerating, but no, this woman smelled like she just crawled out of a garbage pit. So we'll be covering that later. Now, where do I want to go? Let's go into this stack of news right over here to my left. Now, let me try to break this down with two headlines And then this is why everybody's talking about a civil war. From the Washington Post. The impeachment hearings on Earth and on Earth 45. So the whole notion here in the Washington Post is like, yeah, you know, on planet Earth, like Adam Schiff is a hero. The Democrats are doing the work of the righteous and they're doing the work of the just. And if only Nancy Pelosi and Adam Schiff could do everything and Trump would just die, it'd be great. And then they say Earth 45, where Trump can do no wrong and the Trump supporters just believe anything. And oh, and it's a total reversal of reality. But just like the news we covered yesterday, just like the AP story, it's about the split. Now, of course, if you believe the Washington Post, you're on a different planet. You're on the Nazi propaganda New World Order planet. But what it really comes down to is, I think, this headline from news.trust.org. Love him or hate him, voters say impeachment hearings will not change their views on Trump. It's from Reuters, actually. And they review some polls and stuff, but it's all about people saying, yeah, okay, I didn't like Trump before, I don't like Trump now. Or people saying, I loved Trump before, I still like Trump now. And so there's basically no difference here. And I'm listening to all the typical talk shows and call shows and everything that I listen to, and I'm hearing pretty much the same thing, is that, yeah, this is a sham. You know, Trump is still innocent. There's nothing here. But then you tune into the liberal wing media, the leftist wing media, the hate America, hate Trump media. They say, yo, look at Schiff. He's saving the day. Look at that Jim Jordan up there just lying through his teeth. And you're just like, what? But it's still the same. And so then I realized, what is really going on as far as public opinion is concerned as we get closer to 2020 and then really into the heat of the 2020 election season? Well, we tend to forget, being informed citizens that are so caught up in this tight cycle of news and developments, we have our own little bubble, to be honest. And that's not to be necessarily to say something negative. It's just people live in the outside of the information bubble. People are in the sports bubble. People are in the pop culture bubble. There's all kinds of bubbles. There's people that just like watching nature videos bubble. People that just watch Animal Planet bubble. So there's all these different bubbles out there. And see, this impeachment nonsense has permeated all the bubbles. Now, the average person that just wants to watch, does bird watching videos or likes to study birds or what have you, isn't really enthralled with this impeachment stuff. But the question becomes, when it comes down to election day, what are they going to think? What have they seen? What is going to influence their opinion? And so the Democrats realize this. And then you have AOC is basically the Bernie Sanders campaigner now. So AOC is basically campaigning for Bernie Sanders for president because, you know, he can barely do it with his heart attack and everything. And it's tough. You know, he's got $2 million weighing him down. It's hard to carry all that cash around. So she comes out and just says, we have to avoid disaster in 2020, which, you know, it's Trump getting back in, America taking off, unemployment going lower, fair trade deals, getting us out of these globalist trade deals, getting us out of these horrible deals that rip us off financially. Like, that's the stuff that AOC considers a disaster. But when the person in the sports bubble, when the person in the bird watching bubble, when the person in the I like to watch turtles in the sea bubble, when the person in the I only watch makeup videos on YouTube bubble, when all of these people, however many it may be, small or large numbers, when they go and they see that name Donald Trump on the ballot, what are they going to think? Because you see, they realize that the story is true. Most people that hate Trump aren't going to change. Most people at this point that love Trump aren't going to change. These opinions over the last 3 years of this information war have pretty much been cemented. So they're out here scratching and clawing into all of these bubbles to try to permeate them with their propaganda. That's why you open up Snapchat And there's all these stupid little channels that aren't even real. They just pose as a makeup deal or a this deal to insert the anti-Trump propaganda. The same thing happens on Saturday Night Live and The Daily Show. We're comedy. And then pew, 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 hit you with the anti-Trump propaganda. Oh, we're a music video. Pew, 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 hit you with the anti-Trump propaganda. So they're fighting for all those votes that they think are going to make the difference. They know the people that voted Trump and all the people that have got on the Trump train aren't going to change. They know all their brainwashed minions that hate Trump and don't want to see Trump even live unless he's behind bars. They know their vote's not going to change. But you see, they're trying to permeate all those uninformed people's bubbles out there, just like with the football and the Colin Kaepernick. And just like with, even down to an individual, well, I'm not going to go to the White House to see President Trump, that bigot, when he's invited after winning a World Series. And then what happens? The actual players that are informed get up there and they say, wow, President Trump, thank you so much. The hockey players that are informed show up and say, wow, President Trump, thank you so much. But it's this attempt to infiltrate all these different bubbles. And they hope that maybe the 10, 15 million that aren't in the information bubble, but just in their own little nonsensical bubbles, they hope that their propaganda will win and get them to vote against Trump. And it doesn't matter what name is on the ballot, as long as it's not Trump. And so we're trying to do the same thing. That's why I go to sporting events and do tailgates and do sign holds on court of a Spurs game. And we get signs on the Monday Night Football. We get signs into the baseball thing. And I'm telling you, folks, we got a big 2020 coming and we got big things planned. But this is really where the bellwether comes down to. And that's why it's so important for you to take action, to your friends that are just into painting or pottery, or they're teachers and professors, and they don't do the information research that you do. They don't care about the politics like you do, but they're going to vote. And maybe they're thirsty for some information. Maybe they need to see this. But see, it's like this. Headline, former CIA officer, anti-Trump CIA whistleblower Eric Ciaramella was handpicked by Brennan for White House job. Yeah, we know they're all working together. Or how about the documents that the Ukrainian government just released? I mean, these are just documents. They can't call it a conspiracy theory. It shows how the Bidens and John Kerry were paid millions of dollars. I mean, there's your quid pro quo right there. So are they going to see this? Are they only going to see the mainstream media propaganda?
I've made a lot of predictions that have come true, but I'm here to tell you, most of those really weren't predictions that came out of a crystal ball. I could see where the globalists were going. I could see what their in-game agenda was, what their goal was. And I knew that when they were setting us up to be deplatformed, that they were really setting the precedent to take everybody off air, to silence everyone, to ban words and names and information on fake whistleblowers so that their false narratives couldn't be opposed. What the globalists really feared was independent media and platforms in the future. It was the model of InfoWars as much as the information that had to be silenced, because they need total information dominance for their outrageous lies and the evil they're pushing to succeed. And that's why keeping InfoWars on the air is now more imperative and more vital than ever. A question was once posed to Thomas Jefferson. What is the level of tyranny that a tyrant will take humanity to? How far will they go? What's their limit? And he said it is the limit to which other men and women will submit. The answer is there is no limit to evil. It is a bottomless pit. We've been taught in modern culture and society that evil doesn't exist, or that there's no free will, or there's no devil or the God. But those very same people have all these rules for us about speech and how we can dress and where we can live and what our houses can be like. They just don't want us to have any values so they can run over us. Oxford's banned clapping. Universities in the U.S. have banned 21-gun salutes for veterans. These people are dangerous cult leaders, and it's time to reject them. InfoWars Life has done it again with undoubtedly our biggest breakthrough yet. Super Silver Whitening Toothpaste. This is proprietary. This is with the top lab in the country, and it is incredibly high quality. This is the best toothpaste you're going to find. It's called whitening toothpaste, but really it knocks out the bacteria. It recalcifies the teeth. It does so many things on so many fronts. These beautiful tubes of Super Silver Toothpaste are available at an introductory price of 25% off out of the gates. It's as low as we can go, and they're going to sell out very, very quickly. Super Silver Whitening Toothpaste is going to be a hit. I'm very, very proud of it. I want to thank my father, a retired dentist, for spearheading this the last 2 years and developing it. It's 25% off out of the gates. That's as low as we can go because it's very, very expensive to produce. Get yours today at InfoWarsLife.com. I spend a lot of time reminding the InfoWars family of listeners and viewers that without you, we won't be on the air. And I spend a lot of time thanking you. But I really think you should thank yourself for keeping us on the air and really changing the world for the better and raising the alarm as modern Paul Revere's. But something I should spend more time on is just reminding you that these products are really amazing. You've got that pledge from me, but you've seen the third-party test out there, the air filtration, the water filtration. The supplements are all the very best you're going to find out there. And you can't fund an operation anywhere else that's fighting the globalist this hard. So it's not a burden to support InfoWars. It really is something that is good for everybody, that stands for justice and freedom and makes your life and your family's life and your children's life so much better. So visit InfoWarsStore.com today.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
All right, I began to get into some of the news. I ended up pontificating a little too long, so let me try to stop myself and cover some of this other news. Guys, do we have any updates from the Roger Stone case, or are we still waiting for a verdict? Or are they going to come back in tomorrow? Prosecution says Roger Stone lied to Congress to protect Trump. I mean, these people are just such frauds. That's what I'm saying. Defense says there was no motive. It's not about truth. It's not about motive. It's all about locking Roger Stone up for supporting Donald Trump, holding his head up as a scalp, mounting it on the wall, acting like they had a victory over Trump, and this proves Trump is guilty. Well, guilty of what? They won't say Russian collusion now because, well, that's been totally disproven. And with all their attempts to build it up, with all their attempts with Bob Mueller, well, they got nothing. But if they get Roger Stone's head on the wall, if they get Roger Stone's scalp, then that'll be their victory. And then they'll say Russian collusion. They won't even say Trump. They'll just say Russian collusion. And then people will just assume that Trump is guilty because they arrested Roger Stone. And the media will never tell the truth about the judge and the jury and the witnesses. And no, because these are corrupt people, ladies and gentlemen. But, you know, I do think America sees through it, and I do think America's sick of it. And so, you know, if these corrupt judges and all these Obama acolytes want to take the justice system into their own hands, and if they want to take truth and reality and the judicial system and everything into their own hands, then you know what? Fine. Just show your true colors as the authoritarians that you are. So there's just some of the patriots marching for Roger this morning. All right, we'll have an update on that, obviously following it. Of course, a big story today At least one killed, four wounded in shootings at Saugus High School in Santa Clarita. Suspect captured, I believe. Yeah. And so, of course, this is in California where they have the strictest gun laws. And by the way, there was also a story. And so it just shows you how, look, this is tragic. Nobody wants to see this. But there was also some deal where somebody driving a Porsche, like, flew the Porsche into a building. Two people died. And it's like, you never hear about that stuff because there's no agenda to take your Porsche. Oh, but that is until they come after the fossil fuels. Then it's, oh, take the Porsche. You're killing the planet. And of course, the obvious answer, if you want to stop a school shooting at a school, is to have armed guards. Not, let's find a way to take all the guns, because that's never going to happen and it's illegal. But that's not going to stop the illegitimate, illiterate left. Federal deficit hits $134 billion in 1 month. And you know, here's my trickle-down economics theory. You got a whole nation in debt, as in literally the American nation is in debt. But then you see this. 70% of Americans say they are struggling financially. Well, what are they really struggling with? Well, a lot of people are struggling with debt. But yeah, the government is all based on debt. The government has no money. They spend more than ever. So what do you think the average citizen is going to do? Spend more than ever, increase their own debt more than ever. I mean, I would wager that there's higher debt per capita just in the private market than there has ever been in the U.S. history before. So yeah, the government's, you know, $22 trillion in debt or what have you. And so the Americans say, well, the government spends money they don't have. I'm going to do it. And then the banks are like, wow, we have to default on everything. And then they get bailed out. So there you go. The average American has $38,000 in personal debt. That's excluding home mortgages. Well, I guess that's not necessarily considered debt. So this is more credit card debt, student loan debt, purchasing debt. But again, the government spends more than ever. People spend more than ever. The bank signs off on all of it, and then they get bailed out. Let me just move on to some other news here before we get into the second hour and some of the great guests. Elizabeth Warren, the mockery of these people. Elizabeth Warren is now selling billionaire tears campaign mugs for $25, by the way, the good socialist, the good commie. Billionaire tears, like the billionaires are really crying over Elizabeth Warren. No, nobody is crying over Pocahontas. But what is this? This is a attempt to steal the meme of liberal tears and then act like it's your thing. It's kind of like they do lock him up after we did lock her up. Now it's billionaire tears after we sell mugs that say liberal tears. Or Mark Dice sells mugs. Or Steven Crowder sells mugs. So they always try to steal the memes that we create. Oh, it gets better. We'll have more about that. Chunk Yogurt from the Young Turks files to run for Congress to replace Katie Hill. You know, I've heard that Mike Cernovich is thinking about running for this seat. Could you imagine a Cernovich versus Yogurt for Congress race? That would be so glorious. I'm almost frothing at the mouth in hopes that it happens. Because A, Chunk Yogurt is already such a fool. But if you had Cernovich running against him, he would be torn to shreds. Chunk Yogurt. A fake news extremist. An American hating radical leftist. Chunk Yogurt. Chunk Yogurt considering running for Congress. You know, I have a feeling he won't because he's a coward. I have a feeling that coward will bail because he knows if somebody legitimately run, that's what he's testing the market right now. He's going to say, well, who's going to run against me? If it's some snowflake, some spineless twit, he'll probably run. But if it's Cernovich or somebody that'll actually challenge him for the seat, he'll back out. He doesn't want a real challenge. He wants to, you know, slam dunk on like a kindergartner on a 6-foot hoop. That's the kind of guy Chunk Yogurt is. Chunk Yogurt is like, I'm the toughest guy out here. It's like make a basketball analogy. He's like, I'll beat anybody out here 1-on-1. And he's standing next to like a 6-foot hoop, like dunking on 2-year-olds. And he's like, I'm the biggest, baddest. And then some 6-foot-8 guy, like 280 pounds, comes up and he's like, hey, I'll play you 1-on-1. I gotta go. And he's out. Oh, there's the poll. I didn't even realize this. Mike Cernovich put out a poll. Should Mike Cernovich run for Congress or go on to produce a film about Epstein? 50-50 split. That is... What are the odds of that? That's wild. I'd say run for Congress. Everybody knows about Epstein. Michael Avenatti just can't stop losing. Can't stop losing. Feds charge Avenatti with wire fraud case, with wire fraud and Nike case. So Avenatti now has had to pay Stormy Daniels. Stormy Daniels has had to pay Trump. Avenatti now gets hit with federal charges. Remember when the city of L.A. gave Avenatti the key to the city? Hey, Avenatti said he would defeat President Trump. Remember that? And CNN said, Avenetti's the one. He went on MSNBC and CBS and everywhere. Avenatti will defeat Trump. He even had his own little slogans that he was going to roll out. Yeah. Oh, and he said, don't worry, Donald Trump will be in jail and I'll be winning the presidency. No, Avenatti, your ass will be in jail. Boy, let me go to this. Judge in Planned Parenthood trial orders guilty verdict against journalists. So this is the kind of same crap that just drives me crazy. So, you know, you're a journalist, you go in, you expose Planned Parenthood and selling baby parts and bragging and laughing about it, totally illegal. But see, you go to jail. Because Planned Parenthood is above the law. And you get up there and the judge says, how dare you stop Planned Parenthood from selling baby parts? How dare you want to stop Planned Parenthood from murdering babies and selling their organs? We're going to protect the organ harvesting. We're going to protect the blood harvesting. And we're going to lock you up. That's right. So don't even think about exposing the Satanism at Planned Parenthood, murdering babies and selling body parts. You even think about that, we're going to throw your ass in jail. It's kind of like Clinton's side. It's just, you know, Planned Parenthood just owned by the Democrat Party, who then, I guess, just owns these judges. Oh, tell me it's not Judge William Orrick. Dude, oh my, it is. That guy is such a scumbag. Every freaking time I turn around, Judge Orrick is throwing another conservative in jail. I'm just not going to say anything. I'm infuriated. This judge is a worthless judge.
About a month ago, President Trump announced that he was going to move his domicile from New York City to Florida, where he's always said he planned to retire to. And the left got so excited. They said, oh, he's about to resign and leave instead of facing impeachment, and he's running to Florida. Well, now we know why the president did that. He knew the leftist-controlled appeals courts were going to say that he had to give up his tax returns so they can pore over them and harass every business partner he's got. They want to terrorize people that he's worked with. And by moving his domicile from New York to Florida, that gets around the New York law they passed to get his tax returns that are supposed to be private. So all those people out there holding their breath for the president to resign, in his words, we're kicking the deep state's ass, and he's never going to resign. A question was once posed to Thomas Jefferson. What is the level of tyranny that a tyrant will take humanity to? How far will they go? What's their limit? And he said it is the limit to which other men and women will submit. The answer is there is no limit to evil. It is a bottomless pit. We've been taught in modern culture and society that evil doesn't exist, or that there's no free will, or there's no devil or the God. But those very same people have all these rules for us about speech and how we can dress and where we can live and what our houses can be like. They just don't want us to have any values so they can run over us. Oxford's banned clapping. Universities in the U.S. have banned 21-gun salutes for veterans. These people are dangerous cult leaders, and it's time to reject them.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
The fight for the future is now.
This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer at Infowars.com/show.
All right, I want to get to some clips here before we get Peter Diabrasca on. First, I want to go to this video. Now, RT just put this out and it's going viral. Obviously, most of the audience maybe has seen this, maybe not, but this is the type of video that just is a major red pill. When you see how the corporate powers work, when you see how the corporate chain gang actually works, buying up all of its underlings, and you think you're getting a product, but you're getting the same product from the same people the whole time, kind of like six media corporations own all the media you consume, not InfoWars. But so here, this will just point out, 10 companies make all the food and drink that you consume. Check it out. So it's just a graph here, and it goes and it lists all the companies that are owned by these umbrella companies. So it's like Danone owns all these other companies. So basically, it just highlights how whenever something pops up and starts to actually compete in the market, that's a product, they just get bought out by the larger entity, whether it's Nestle or Danone or whatever the case is. And so this flow chart, and you can find this anywhere. This is, I think this may be, there's Kellogg's and all the stuff they own. But it's basically just a flow chart of corporate control over the food industry. And so this is the kind of stuff that people can think about and can kind of understand, but then they see the flow chart and it's just kind of like a major red pill. It's like, okay, wow, this is how corporatism works. And so it used to be you'd have antitrust laws to stop this kind of stuff, but nowadays if you just there is nothing because they just buy everything. And then they have enough separation where you can't say, "Oh, it's too big," but it really already is too big. But so now basically so that same concept that all these companies did with the food industry, they're now doing with social media. And so it's the same concept. Now, this is really sad, folks. Let's roll clip 20. We had the guest on yesterday about vaccine injuries. This is a young baby. I think it's in Ireland. A couple days after getting the vaccine, it was a perfectly healthy baby. It's really sad to watch this. Guys, you can just go ahead, fire up clip 20 here. A baby goes into seizures after receiving the vaccine. It's really tough to watch this. But this is what we're trying to stop, folks. This is what we're raising awareness of. You can go ahead and roll the audio, too.
My son is 7 months old. He's having a seizure. No. Sit 16 Byron Place. Yeah. Ashington, yeah, NE6399ND.
That's a bad one.
And see, what happened to your folks is the reason why boys have a higher rate of autism, the reason why boys have a higher rate of vaccine damage, and it's like the left acts like this isn't true, it's just science, but the blood-brain barrier is thinner in boys. And so the chemicals that they put in these vaccines can permeate the blood-brain barrier of boys at a much higher rate than of girls. And so that's why you don't have the vaccine-damaged girls. You don't have autism in girls. You don't have some of the mental issues, some of the mental retardation issues at a higher rate in girls because the blood-brain barrier is thicker and the toxic chemicals like the mercury and everything else, the adjuvants that they put, I mean, literally dead fetus cells, folks, that they put in the vaccines, they can permeate the blood-brain barrier of a boy, which is much thinner. They can't of a girl because it's a lot thicker at a younger age. And so this is what they do, and then the parents see, hey, my baby was really healthy. I got a vaccine. Now it's having seizures and can't even barely talk or move. or make a noise or laugh. It's like it can't even smile anymore. And they say it's clearly because of the vaccine. And then this couple called the hospital and said, they said, nope, nothing to do with the vaccine. You have no problems here. Your baby's fine. Of course, they know what happened, folks. And they lie to you about it because they don't want the vaccine manufacturers to have to be shut down and pay for all the damages.
I've made a lot of predictions that have come true, but I'm here to tell you, most of those really weren't predictions that came out of a crystal ball. I could see where the globalists were going. I could see what their in-game agenda was, what their goal was. And I knew that when they were setting us up to be deplatformed, that they were really setting the precedent to take everybody off air, to silence everyone, to ban words and names and information on fake whistleblowers so that their false narratives couldn't be opposed. What the globalists really feared was independent media and platforms in the future. It was the model of InfoWars as much as the information that had to be silenced, because they need total information dominance for their outrageous lies and the evil they're pushing to succeed. And that's why keeping InfoWars on the air is now more imperative and more vital than ever.
Is with me. His website, therundownnews.com, Twitter at PD Abrosca, PDA, if you want to, PDA BROSCA, because I know I butchered it, so I had to correct myself here. So we're still working on that. But Pete joins me now, and I don't even know where I want to go. There's so many things that he's doing. He's running for Congress, he's exposing neocons, he's got his own news rundown that he's doing. So I'm just going to get right into this. Let's go with a hot topic right now, Pete. And I know that you had planned on going to the TPUSA event at North Carolina last night, where they basically for the first time didn't do a live stream, shut down Q&A. And so there's some weird things happening where you may have a developing story on that too. But did you get into that event? And if so, did they let you ask a question? Did anybody ask a question?
Yeah, so it's interesting. All these things that I'm doing that are seemingly unconnected are actually sort of within the same vein, right? So I'm running for Congress against GOP establishment person and currently fighting against Charlie Kirk and TPUSA, which is the GOP establishment just in sort of activist form, right? I did go to the event at North Carolina State last night. I was not able to get into the event. It filled up before I was able to get in the door. I will tell you this, though. The America First crowd has been showing up to these events and getting in line and asking questions. And last night was not the best night for them in terms of optics and so forth. But these events are not small, Owen. I mean, there are probably 500 people waiting in line for this thing. So,
bigger now, really, since the feud.
That's right. And the fact that we're getting people inside and that these people are getting questions in goes to show that there are a lot more of us than I think a lot of people realize. And, of course, us being America First nationalists who care not only about closing the borders and stopping illegal immigration, but also care about slowing the rate of legal immigration, both low-skilled and high-skilled, which, of course, is something that the GOP continues to push to please their big business donors, so that giant corporations can cut their bottom lines at the expense of the American worker.
Yeah, not only, and just to kind of put this, and then we can move on, but yeah, Republicans, just like Democrats, wherever, probably more so Republicans, benefit from the low wages of these workers that come in. And then a lot of them also have deals where they're literally making money renting out facilities so that they can bring in all these immigrants, whether legal or not. They rent out the facilities that they own. So there's a whole mess of an issue here, and stopping the flood of immigration is the easiest way to begin to solve it.
That's right. And it's something that has to happen no matter which way you slice it, whether we're talking about legal or illegal immigrants. 70% of them vote Democrat, at least, right? So, there's a whole lie that illegal immigrants don't vote. That's false. And then even the legal immigrants that we bring in vote, almost 4-1 against us. So it's like,
Here's a little example. De Blasio wins re-election in New York City, by the way, running for president. So he's not even in New York City. This is a guy who had a top pedophile as his top staffer, Jacob Swartz, literally a pedophile, folks, right under De Blasio. He somehow wins re-election after that. He goes out on the streets. I got the video. In fact, let's roll the video, guys. Clip 19, just to show it. Because how do you think these people get in, folks? Here's Bill De Blasio getting booed on the streets of New York. Go to the audio. He gets heckled and booed. And so you say, well, how do these people win? How does Nancy Pelosi win? Everybody has hatred and vitriol for him. Illegal voting, folks. It's all election fraud. And they know it. And so get back to what you were saying, though, Pete. It's just, I wanted to highlight, it's just, you go to all these cities, people can't stand Maxine Waters. They can't stand Nancy Pelosi. They can't stand Bill de Blasio. You say, well, how do they get in office? Illegal voting.
Sure, of course. And first of all, that's an awesome video of Bill de Blasio. I would encourage everybody to do that to your local politician or your congressperson. Treat them with the contempt that they deserve. The other way that these people get elected to office, though, Owen, is that Washington, D.C. is sort of this meritocracy without merit, right? So it's really not about, like, what the people want. Nobody cares what you and I think. All that matters is donor money. So when I look at the race that I'm running here in North Carolina's 7th District, my opponent has $1.2 million in the bank. I mean, just think about that for a second. Why would you possibly need $1.2 million in the bank if people really genuinely believed in your message and wanted to elect you to represent them? It's just transparently obvious that people are buying elections in America. And until there's some kind of reform there, we're never going to fix any of the big issues that we want to solve.
Yeah, and that's so complex too, because you say, well, people are buying elections, and it's like, well, what does that mean exactly? Well, I don't know. I know George Soros pays millions of dollars, and then all of a sudden he owns all the DAs. I mean, and again, this is just an example. There was the first ever Jewish Orthodox America First fundraiser in DC yesterday. They raised $5 million. That's $12,000 plus a head. Well, where is that money going? Is it going towards people like Pete, or is it going towards neocons? Well, I think we know the answer.
Right, of course. And so they own all of the established institutions, right? They own all of the PACs. And then they just dump tons of money into whatever election they would like to win, and they win it, right? They essentially flood the market with information that permeates into the minds of, the potential voters that somebody who doesn't have, say, $1 million in the bank can't do, right?
But you know what? But hold it right there. Where can people go to find out information on your campaign? Because I want to get into another issue. What's the website?
Sure. It's Pete4NC, F-O-R-N-C, Pete4NC.com.
Pete4NC.com, folks. So if you're in the area and you want to support Pete, go there for more information. But Pete, I got to ask you this, because, I mean, honestly, your news that you've been breaking lately is very cutting edge on it kind of is the culture war. Not like the TPUSA fake culture war, but like you're actually looking at the culture war between, I guess you could say, I say it's between Republicans and conservatives. Republicans are scared to death of conservatives. But what do you know? Because Charlie Kirk had another event today called Prove Me Wrong, literally a week after Alex Jones did Prove Me Wrong, which of course is a spinoff of Steven Crowder, but it's just funny. Charlie Kirk goes with Culture Wars after InfoWars. Charlie Kirk does Prove Me Wrong after we literally launched Prove Me Wrong. I'm not engaged in any war against Charlie Kirk. I'm just doing commentary on it. I'd like to see Charlie Kirk come to our side, which you're saying maybe perhaps after something you saw or heard today, that might be the case.
Yeah, that's right. So this is for, I guess, an exclusive report. I talked to somebody who has, influence in Washington. He's kind of the guy behind the guy. I don't want to name him because I don't have his permission to do that. But, I've been told that he spoke with Charlie Kirk in person. And that, Charlie Kirk was actually very conciliatory about the events that have happened recently, and essentially seems to want to learn from his mistakes and get everybody on the same page, which of course makes sense, given that, you know, the big donors that fund TPUSA, whoever they might be, probably do not want to fund something that is going to be so obviously divisive and so,
And let's be honest too, it became a problem when Don Jr. got involved. It's one thing for Fuentes and, you know, Kirk to do their thing and have a little online struggle. But now when it starts to kind of get in the way of what Don Jr. is trying to do and now that becomes a confusing issue. So let's talk about that on the other side. And I mean, look, again, I'm just doing commentary on this. I want to see everybody come together. I've talked about this multiple times. I'm not picking sides in this. But when people start getting censored, I'm always going to stand with the side of not being censored. And so that's a whole separate issue that we saw here. But Pete DeBrasca is going to break it down. Pete DeBrasca. DeBrasca, damn it!
A question was once posed to Thomas Jefferson. What is the level of tyranny that a tyrant will take humanity to? How far will they go? What's their limit? And he said, it is the limit to which other men and women will submit. The answer is, there is no limit to evil. It is a bottomless pit. We've been taught in modern culture and society that evil doesn't exist, or that there's no free will, or there's no devil or the God. But those very same people have all these rules for us about speech and how we can dress and where we can live and what our houses can be like. They just don't want us to have any values so they can run over us. Oxford's banned clapping. Universities in the U.S. have banned 21-gun salutes for veterans. These people are dangerous cult leaders, and it's time to reject them. There's a famous quote by a Marine Corps general in the Korean War when 3 million Chi-Coms had flooded across the border and surrounded the Marines. More than 50 to 1, some estimates have it. But the point is, they were outnumbered, and the general was told, "General, we're completely surrounded." He said, "Good, we can attack in all directions." Well, that's the point that InfoWars has reached. And it really is epic. It really is biblical. And we wouldn't have gone this far without all your support. But it's going to become more critical than ever as the censorship becomes complete. And it's not just Americans, but folks all over the world are completely silenced when it comes to speaking the name of a CIA fake whistleblower or exposing a pedophile or speaking out against dangerous vaccines. Because by InfoWars having its own platform, that checkmates the globalist. InfoWars Life has done it again with undoubtedly our biggest breakthrough yet. Super Silver Whitening Toothpaste. This is proprietary. This is with the top lab in the country, and it is incredibly high quality. This is the best toothpaste you're going to find. It's called whitening toothpaste, but really it knocks out the bacteria. It recalcifies the teeth. It does so many things on so many fronts. These beautiful tubes of Super Silver Toothpaste are available at an introductory price of 25% off out of the gates. It's as low as we can go. And they're going to sell out very, very quickly. Super Silver Whitening Toothpaste is going to be a hit. I'm very, very proud of it. I want to thank my father, a retired dentist, for spearheading this the last 2 years and developing it. It's 25% off out of the gates. That's as low as we can go because it's very, very expensive to produce. Get yours today at InfoWarsLife.com. The globalists know that I will never willingly give up. I've said it many times. I will never give in. I will never give up, but I could give out. And it's very, very frustrating to see them committing all their crimes against humanity, to see evil running rampant like this, and to know that most Americans have already been silenced in cyberspace, that most Americans have already been shadow banned by big tech, and to know that most Americans feel powerless and don't realize how much power they have by spreading the word about NewsWars.com, InfoWars.com, and Band.video, and that people are hungry for the truth now more than ever, and that if you tell people, hey, the banned truth they don't want you to have is at InfoWars.com/show and Band.video. So take heart, folks. They've had to censor everybody and shut everybody down because the truth is powerful and they can't beat us fair and square.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
All right, it's 4:20 here Central Time, so potheads in the Central Time Zone are picking up their bongs. Glad to have you on the air with us. Okay, all jokes aside, I need to be serious here. Watch this. All right? Pete DeBrasca. No, hold on. No. This is how you say it. Are you ready for this? Pete DeBrasca. It's Pete and then last name DeBrasca. So if you say it slowly, it sounds like this. Pete Epstein didn't kill himself, DeBrasca. Did I get that right?
You nailed it, Owen.
Okay, so here's the deal. Honestly, you're doing so much. I feel like I'm just taking away from all the stuff you're doing, just ranting here. So what is the big thing that you're covering? What do you want to say? What's the big story when it comes to what we talked about in the last segment and what's coming up? Pete DeBrasca, the rundownnews.com. He's running for Congress out in North Carolina. Pete, just what is it you want to say here to my audience today?
Sure. So like I said before, it's all related, right? The message, the idea of an immigration moratorium, of a stoppage to legal immigration until such time that we can figure out an immigration policy that will work on behalf of the American people, that's an idea whose time has come. Okay, so I was very excited to have my campaign endorsed by Ann Coulter, who, as we know, sometimes gives the president a hard time, but it is all in the spirit of securing our borders. This is a time when we've seen Michelle Malkin team up with young America firsters who have gone out to these sort of neoconservative establishment events to discuss exactly that issue, which is that legal immigration is hurting us just as much as illegal immigration. So all of the things that I'm doing in reporting on these and trying to fight back against Charlie Kirk, in running for Congress, it is all boiling down to this one single issue, which I think is the most important issue, not only for me, but for Americans who are sitting around in their living rooms talking about politics. And that's honestly, Owen, why this thing with Charlie Kirk is not going to go away. Right?
Well, and let me just pause you right there. So I'm already interrupting you, but you said the name Michelle Malkin and there's others. Cause here's what I saw happen. When Fuentes and Kirk started having their feud, the strange thing, this was the weird thing to me that really opened my eyes, was the fact that immediately you had all these people in the quote-unquote conservative media, if you will, start disavowing Fuentes and Groypers or whoever as white supremacist racists, which is just a total fabrication. That is a total lie. You then had the TPUSA events censoring their Q&As because these people were asking legitimate questions. So to me, those are the big red flags. And I don't want to pick teams or issues here, but again, like I said, when somebody's censoring and when someone's making up lies, I'm just going to go where the truth is. So I hope that Charlie Kirk, for whatever reason, and his and all the people that jumped to his aid, which was really eye-opening to have all these people at the same hour saying, Fuentes is a white supremacist, Groypers are white supremacists, just total fabrication. It really opened your eyes to what they call quote-unquote conservative ink. But I don't think it's that. I think that's the Republican ink. Those are people that put the Republican party first, and people are just saying, hey, look, I don't give a damn about the Republican Party. I care about America. That's what we care about. So our loyalties don't lie in the Republican Party. They lie in America. Well, all the people who get funded by the Republican Party and the groups and the lobby groups that fund the Republican Party to make sure they stay in power, all of a sudden they took their mask off and showed themselves in attacking Fuentes. So now Kirk, I think, has basically been faced with this decision to kind of lick his finger and see which way the wind blows. And hopefully he makes the right decision and says, look, you can't excommunicate these people. This is a large group of people. Yes, Charlie Kirk is a good leader for TPUSA, but he's doing too much damage right now to that brand. And now people like Don Jr. aren't going to want to go on tour with him because people are asking real questions and Kirk is censoring them.
No, that's right. And I think it's very important that we sort of name exactly who is on what side here. I know you can't maybe because you have to be diplomatic. But I don't
mind it. I know that you don't mind it and you can do it. I'm just calling play by play. I want to see people come together, but you can't deny it. A list of people came out in the same hour and disavowed Nick Fuentes. That's red flag.
Absolutely. And it was the Daily Caller. It was the Washington Examiner. It was sort of these soft right publications, who are always going to capitulate to leftists, right? Who have always capitulated to leftists. This is what they do. And they decided that Nick is some kind of white supremacist. He's fighting for ethno-nationalism, which is absolute nonsense. There wouldn't be people like me. I'm an Arab predominantly, and I hate playing identity politics. But, you know, we have to say it because we're at this point. Why would I support a white ethno-state? That's ridiculous. It'd be working contrary to my own personal interests. They immediately, Owen, moved to the smear tactics of the political left, which they claim to hate.
Bingo.
Right?
Bingo. That's it exactly.
Names.
Yep.
They started calling names instead of having discussions, right? And so, you know, forgive me if I loathe these publications out of D.C., whose writers are essentially paid to be controlled opposition to the political left and, you know, who continue to get invited to their little cocktail parties and have their little elitist events and haven't been socially ostracized and never take a meaningful stance on anything because their whole job is to just keep this sort of fake left-right paradigm in play. Nobody's buying it anymore. The American people aren't buying it anymore. The American people want to see real change. They want to see real, actual border security. They want to see America thrive and be prosperous. They're tired of this sort of false paradigm that we've been forced to live in. The matrix is breaking in front of our eyes when you see pundits like Michelle Malkin, huge, 2 million followers on Twitter, multiple time New York Times. Yeah, absolutely. Coming out and taking the side of a group of college kids who are asking tough questions.
And she's self-proclaimed loud brown woman. That's like her thing. And so, yeah, and then she gets embraced by the quote unquote groypers. It's like, there's no white supremacy here at all. But let me ask you this, because I only got 90 seconds left with you. Here's what it comes down to. Was the motivation behind the censorship and all the stuff that we saw with the TPUSA event, do you think that was more motivation by the donors and this quote-unquote conservative ink, which I just think is the Republican Party trying to stay in power? Or do you think maybe these people have finally realized political correctness is dead, nobody buys the left-right system anymore, and so all this flack they're receiving for trying to prop that back up is making them realize that this is the old guard, this is the old politics, people don't want that anymore?
Well, I think that Kirk's response was absolutely motivated by donors. The people that support Turning Point USA can only be assumed are, you know, people who did not back President Trump in 2015 and 16. I mean, Kirk himself didn't back Trump until May of 2016, which is way late. I mean,
No. It should be said that most of these people, if not all, didn't support Trump until he won the nomination.
That's
Fox
right.
Fox News, and all of them.
That's right. And, you know, by that time, I had already lost friends for supporting Trump, right? So I think it's safe to say that the neoconservative establishment has infiltrated Kirk's movement since he's close to the president, right? I mean, what do you do when an organization like TPUSA gets to be as powerful as it did?
And I guess you don't even blame Kirk at the time. I mean, he's trying to make money. He's trying to build a thing too.
That's right. It's tough to say, look, you know, Charlie made a bad move.
But you know what? This is an opportunity for all of us to come together. Pete, just tell people where they can follow your work and get more info on you. We got 15 seconds.
Sure. You can go to PeteForNC.com. That's my campaign website. Feel free to contribute and help me out. You can find me on Twitter at PDebrasca and at therundownnews.com.
And let's have everybody come together while the left is fractured. Let's have the right become more stronger than ever.
I spend a lot of time reminding the InfoWars family of listeners and viewers that without you, we won't be on the air. And I spend a lot of time thanking you. But I really think you should thank yourself for keeping us on the air and really changing the world for the better and raising the alarm as modern Paul Revere's. But something I should spend more time on is just reminding you that these products are really amazing. You've got that pledge from me, but you've seen the third-party test out there, the air filtration, the water filtration. The supplements are all the very best you're going to find out there. And you can't fund an operation anywhere else that's fighting the globalists this hard. So it's not a burden to support InfoWars. It really is something that is good for everybody, that stands for justice and freedom and makes your life and your family's life and your children's life so much better. So visit InfoWarsStore.com today. A question was once posed to Thomas Jefferson. What is the level of tyranny that a tyrant will take humanity to? How far will they go? What's their limit? And he said, it is the limit to which other men and women will submit. The answer is there is no limit to evil. It is a bottomless pit. We've been taught in modern culture and society that evil doesn't exist, or that there's no free will, or there's no devil or the God. But those very same people have all these rules for us about speech and how we can dress and where we can live and what our houses can be like. They just don't want us to have any values so they can run over us. Oxford's banned clapping. Universities in the U.S. have banned 21-gun salutes for veterans. These people are dangerous cult leaders, and it's time to reject them. Beto O'Rourke came out dozens of times and said, we're going to confiscate all your semi-automatic rifles. And he got all the other Democrats on the stage, nine others, to agree and said that he was a hero. Think about that. Now, those Democrats have taken all the guns in the cities they control. Their blue cities are literal crap holes covered with needles and with massive drug dealing and incredible levels of violent crime. They know what they're doing. And now the Supreme Court's come out and ruled that gun manufacturers can be sued into oblivion for what criminals do using their firearms. My goodness, ladies and gentlemen, this country's under such incredible attack. But more and more towns and cities are saying they're sanctuaries for the Second Amendment, and they're going to follow the original Bill of Rights and Constitution, and they're not going to help in the confiscation of guns. So you see, a lot of these cities ignore illegal aliens. Well, we could ignore all your unconstitutional laws. About a month ago, President Trump announced that he was going to move his domicile from New York City to Florida, where he's always said he planned to retire to. And the left got so excited. They said, oh, he's about to resign and leave instead of facing impeachment, and he's running to Florida. Well, now we know why the president did that. He knew the leftist-controlled appeals courts were going to say that he had to give up his tax returns so they can pore over them and harass every business partner he's got. They want to terrorize people that he's worked with. And by moving his domicile from New York to Florida, that gets around the New York law they passed to get his tax returns that are supposed to be private. So all those people out there holding their breath for the president to resign, in his words, we're kicking the deep state's ass, and he's never going to resign.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Trigger warning.
This broadcast contains subject matter
that might trigger
liberal snowflakes.
It's The War Room with Owen Schroyer. Watch the live stream at InfoWars.com/show.
All right, I'm doing a bunch of things here during the break. But this really has captured the attention of a lot of people, what's happening with TPUSA and the Groypers and everything. And then I'm going to do a stunt in the third hour, I think. I've got another great guest on right now. I got another great guest coming up. I mean, this is the three-hour war room, folks. It's always action-packed, trying to get everything done. Seriously, my next guest, it's really great to have him on and just been watching his growth. Before I bring him on, though, folks, everything we do here is supported by you at InfoWarsStore.com. That's not an exaggeration. That's the literal truth. You've seen it. We're banned off all the platforms. So the good news is we've got the big special still going on at InfoWarsStore.com right now. So we've just basically, now we're calling it the Black Friday special because we just keep the same big sale going and we literally don't even have time to do sales. So we just say, all right, just 70% off, just sell everything. So that's what it is. The Everything Must Go Now Black Friday sales, free shipping store-wide. So you think about that, the air filters, the water filters, the emergency food, these are heavy items, bulky, expensive to ship. We're going to cover those costs for you as a part of this sale. Now, if you don't have the air filters, if you don't have the water filters, what are you waiting for? I just got, cedar season, allergy season. It's the only allergies I really ever get anymore here now in Austin is when the seasons change in the spring and the fall and the cedar rush comes in with the seasonal change. So the other night I couldn't even breathe in bed. So I went ahead and ordered two new air filters for my Alexa Pure Breezes in my house because I want to make sure that I have the cleanest air in my house as the allergens come in here, the cedar fever in Texas, so that I can breathe at night and I'm not dealing with that. But folks, if you don't have the air filters in your home, now's the time. Big sales at InfoWarsStore.com. Free shipping on that. You will notice the difference. Just do a little test on your own. I mean, you can go read the reviews at InfoWarsStore.com, but just do a test on your own. You'll be sleeping and you'll notice, oh, my allergies are kicking in again. My sinuses are flaring up. My nose is running. My throat aches. Well, you're breathing in the toxic air, the allergens. Filter that out of your home so at least you're not breathing it in your home. And so that is why we sell the air filters. And that's beyond just the average pollutants that get into your home that studies have shown. Your house becomes as polluted as a major city. So don't live in that polluted, toxic air home. Filter the air so that the air in your home is clean. And it's at InfoWarsStore.com, free shipping. Now, Lewis Shanker, this young man, it has been an honor to watch him grow, and now he's starting his own thing. At Lewis_Shanker is where you can follow him on Twitter. He's so hopped up to be on the show right now, I literally can't even get him to sit down in his chair. That's how excited he is to be on. But watching him grow has been amazing. He's launching his own broadcast, podcast, Activism Now. And he's engaging in it already too. I think he's on episode 4. So, Lewis, congratulations launching your own show, the Minuteman Podcast. I know that you've been up to a lot. You've been going to events. You've been, you got kicked out of a Sarsour event. So, where do you want to start? You want to start on shouting down the cockroach Sarsour or some of the other stuff you're doing? Lewis Shanker, thanks for coming on.
Well, I think, Owen, the best way to start is where we left off last time. So last time we spoke was December 6, 2018, after the anti-white march against hate crimes at UMass Amherst, which I attended wearing my yarmulke and the big treason meme that President Trump had retweeted. And so if you remember, at the time of the broadcast, there was an individual who ripped my MAGA hat off my head and stole it. And I wasn't sure who this woman was, but she was a member of Antifa. And so what ended up happening, Owen, and you're not going to believe this, was she turned out to be my professor for college writing 112, which is a mandatory class that all students have to take the subsequent semester. And I had no ability to actually get out of that class. And so because of this, I had to get a buzz cut and shave my mustache and do all of this stuff to make sure that she didn't know I was her student.
This is like right out of a movie. Hold on. So you're at an event. Someone steals your hat and you're just like, okay, well, someone stole my hat. I don't know what's going on. It turns out it's your professor. And so you have to literally go into disguise to take this class because you can't get out of it.
Well, that's it. Yeah, that's basically it. But it gets even more intense. So this woman, Beth Peller, she actually was a communist writer for Roar magazine. And so in 2017, she dropped out of high school. Or 2006, she dropped out of high school to go to Lebanon to report the Hezbollah perspective in the 2006 war against Israel. And she just, from there, she just went and spent her entire life doing this activism. And so I compared notes with some other kids that were taking the same class, this College Writing 112, and they're having to do analysis on writing styles and how to format quotes and how to do all of this stuff. And I'm looking at my syllabus, and it says we're going to be watching a documentary every week on some different topic. And I'm thinking, okay, but she doesn't give us a prompt on what we should write about. So I assume that she just wants it open-ended to see where our brains are. So the first one, for example, Owen, was called Feminist on Cell Block Y by CNN. And it's about convicts in the California system who murdered people. And they somehow get saved and redeemed by the grace of bell hooks and intersectional feminist theory rather than the grace of God. And it's really almost like a religious indoctrination for feminism. And that was just the first assignment we got in the class.
Well, this is higher education now, don't you see? It's about bowing to feminism and the left agenda.
Yeah, pretty much. But so what ended up happening with this individual is I had filed a police report with the UMass Police Department directly after that event. And I wasn't sure that it was this teacher. I had a hunch. I had that gut feeling that you get when your spidey senses were tingling. Exactly. My spidey senses were tingling. And I see her come into class in the winter one day, and she's got this jacket on, and it's the exact same jacket that the woman who stole my hat was. And she has the same scarf on. And by this time, it's probably 3 or 4 weeks into the semester, because it's second semester, so it's probably end of January. And I had been writing like a nice little communist. I mean, even at the event, if you look at my podcast, the BDS event, she was telling someone who's sitting next to her, her little soy boy who ended up trying to grab my camera. She tells him, because I'm wearing a Keep America Great hat, and some of the lefties wear that, and they think, oh, like, that means that America's already great. It's a rejection of Trump. And I also had the Arab keffiyeh on because I'm a bit of a master of disguise. And so I'm sitting there right behind my teacher at this BDS event with Linda Sarsour and Mark Lamont Hill on Skype and Omar Baghouti on Skype from Ramallah as the Islamic Jihad is shelling Israel and killing Jews. So he's not allowed into the U.S. because of President Trump banning him. He's an actual terrorist. And so what ended up happening is I'm sitting behind this teacher, Beth Peller, and she's got her soy boy there, and we're sitting next to the activists from Students for Justice and Peace, Jewish Voice for Peace, rather. And, yeah, this is her soy boy who's attacking me. You can see my head.
Yeah, we'll air this with audio in the next segment. Keep telling the story.
Excellent. And so what happens is she turns around, and her guy's like, no, this is like an infiltrator. He's wearing a Trump hat. He's going to disrupt the event. She goes, no, he's one of my students. And so then when Cornel West gets on, he really has this type of rhythm to his speech. It's almost musical where it's like, when you talk, jubilate and metastasate and ejaculate and Israel will be destroyed. And so I'm like, that's right, Dr. Cornel West, that's right. And I'm just joker laughing, and I'm going for the memes at this point because my phone's about to die. And I'm like, all right, I got to make my move before my phone dies and I can't live stream.
All right, well, we're about to go to break. You're an absolute stud. That's a rookie mistake with your phone dying. You need to learn that. But let me just say this. All right. I mean, I like to sit like I used to be able to really good odds making in sports. I could pick a winner. Let me tell you something. I've been picking a lot of winners when it comes to political commentary. Lewis is a star in the making, dude. Seriously, you're an inspiration. 4 episodes into his Minuteman podcast, it's like just stud material. Just like 30 touchdown passes in his rookie season. So we're going to air some of this content when we get back. Don't go anywhere.
I've made a lot of predictions that have come true. But I'm here to tell you, most of those really weren't predictions that came out of a crystal ball. I could see where the globalists were going. I could see what their in-game agenda was, what their goal was. And I knew that when they were setting us up to be deplatformed, that they were really setting the precedent to take everybody off air, to silence everyone, to ban words and names and information on fake whistleblowers so that their false narratives couldn't be opposed. What the globalists really feared was independent media and platforms in the future. It was the model of InfoWars as much as the information that had to be silenced, because they need total information dominance for their outrageous lies and the evil they're pushing to succeed. And that's why keeping InfoWars on the air is now more imperative and more vital than ever. A question was once posed to Thomas Jefferson. What is the level of tyranny that a tyrant will take humanity to? How far will they go? What's their limit? And he said it is the limit to which other men and women will submit. The answer is there is no limit to evil. It is a bottomless pit. We've been taught in modern culture and society that evil doesn't exist, or that there's no free will, or there's no devil or the God. But those very same people have all these rules for us about speech and how we can dress and where we can live and what our houses can be like. They just don't want us to have any values so they can run over us. Oxford's banned clapping. Universities in the U.S. have banned 21-gun salutes for veterans. These people are dangerous cult leaders, and it's time to reject them. About a month ago, President Trump announced that he was going to move his domicile from New York City to Florida, where he's always said he planned to retire to. And the left got so excited. They said, oh, he's about to resign and leave instead of facing impeachment, and he's running to Florida. Well, now we know why the president did that. He knew the leftist-controlled appeals courts were going to say that he had to give up his tax returns so they can pore over them and harass every business partner he's got. They want to terrorize people that he's worked with. And by moving his domicile from New York to Florida, that gets around the New York law they passed to get his tax returns that are supposed to be private. So all those people out there holding their breath for the president to resign, in his words, we're kicking the deep state's ass, and he's never going to resign. There's a famous quote by a Marine Corps general in the Korean War when 3 million Chi-Coms had flooded across the border and surrounded the Marines. More than 50 to 1, some estimates have it. But the point is they were outnumbered, and the general was told, general, we're completely surrounded. He said, good, we can attack in all directions. Well, that's the point that InfoWars has reached. And it really is epic. It really is biblical. And we wouldn't have gone this far without all your support. But it's going to become more critical than ever as the censorship becomes complete. And it's not just Americans, but folks all over the world are completely silenced when it comes to speaking the name of a CIA fake whistleblower or exposing a pedophile or speaking out against dangerous vaccines. Because by InfoWars having its own platform, that checkmates the globalists.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
You want to know what it takes to be a winter soldier, have victory in the info war, save America? Fearlessness and an unrelenting will for victory. And my guest, Lewis Shanker, has both of those qualities, plus much more. Here is his clip going to the Linda Sarsour event. He was just describing all the levels of disguise he went through. Multi-layered here just to get in and do this, but here's the clip of the moment where he actually shouted them down.
And it's not that hard to
see. Yes,
it is. And he's like, well, this is really crucial to get the quality. Because then it just muddies the waters.
All right, so we have an Antifa member who wants to remove me because I disagree with Tim Weiss, Ms. Cockroach, Talcum X, and the Palestinians.
Get your fucking hands off me! Don't fucking touch me! Don't fucking touch me!
All right, we didn't censor this. Just roll the B-roll. That's my bad. We didn't censor it.
Bah! Yes. Oh, let me tell you, folks, nothing makes these people more afraid than you taking action. I mean, literally, let me tell you, the power of Lewis just standing there and pointing, saying, Linda Cockroach supports terror. Nothing freaks them out more than that, folks. Nothing freaks them out is people taking action. So, there we go, ladies and gentlemen. We're rolling the B-roll. So again, Lewis, finish up just the story you were telling about getting into this event and shouting them down and some of the other stuff you're doing on your brand new podcast and where they can find it.
Then this was the second episode, and the teacher tells the soy boy who tries taking my camera in that clip, she tells him, oh no, he's not an infiltrator. He's one of my students. He's a double agent for the Zionists. He's been exposing them and giving me intelligence. And I've just been feeding her fake nonsense.
You're literally like operating as a fake triple agent, but really you're just an American citizen.
Yeah, well, I also took notes about everything that she did in the entire class and intend to I'm going to break some news right here on the show. I am consulting with a couple of attorneys. I've spoken with Laura Loomer, a good friend of mine, and some other individuals in the Jewish community, and I'm seriously considering withdrawing from UMass Amherst and filing a multi-million-dollar lawsuit for not only the hate crimes, the discrimination, but the multiple assaults and the fact that they're hiring professors that engage in this nonsense. So I actually live at UMass Amherst's Chabad house off campus, and so now if any of this scum wants to come after me, I have no problem giving them my phone number, giving him my address. I just tell him to look up the Massachusetts Castle Doctrines and the applicable federal laws governing attacking someone inside a synagogue.
This is incredible. And that's the thing too. As soon as you take action, these worms start to expose themselves. And so you can get the behind the scenes information about what they're actually doing.
Well, what happened was about 20 minutes into that event, the stream, I stopped for about 30 minutes to go out in the outside and charge my phone because I had noticed that the Jewish Voice for Peace people, who are really just atheist leftists who just claim that they're Jewish so that they can use the shield of anti-Semitism to silence justified criticism. It's the same thing that the Rothschilds and Soros do. And so what these people did is I saw them get up, see that I was live on my GoPro in my pocket, and then go and tell the police and have the police try and get rid of me. And so what I did is I went out to charge my phone, and this is one of the SJP presidents. I offered to take her out for a nice dinner if she'd like to discuss the actual facts about supporting terrorism and jihad. But so what happened was I saw them, I followed them out, and I went to charge my phone. And the officers came up and they're like, well, was your phone dead because you were live streaming? And I was like, well, no, my live stream was from my GoPro. But I would like to charge my phone. And then I told them exactly what I planned on doing with the clip, with my Keep America Great hat. And I decided, you know, I really support the cops. I'm the only person in the entire school that's going to do something like this. The UMass College Republicans and the Students Alliance for Israel decided it would be more effective to combat these skilled propagandists by having a peaceful march on the other end of the town. And I personally think it's better to go directly at them and say it to their face. I mean, the fact that when I started saying Sean King is white, Sean King is white, the whole audience starts screaming Black Lives Matter. And I'm pretty sure a lot of the Black Lives Matter activists don't like Sean King because he stole a bunch of money from them for
and he trying is white.
To run all these folks' things. Yeah, exactly. It's the same thing as Elizabeth Warren with Dr. Shiva. She's a Native American. You were at the debate, Owen. You saw what they did. And so I was thinking that initially back in December, I would start a stream about this time last year. But due to some unfortunate stuff, my mom was dealing with some breast cancer, and I was helping her out with that. So I took some time away. I decided I would reflect, figure out who I wanted to be, what kind of man I wanted to be, and what kind of impact I wanted to make. And what ultimately drove me to decide to do this episode and this podcast and this broadcast and this website and everything I'm really doing these days is because – so I know you – I don't know if you had him on, but I know Alex had Nicholas J. Fuentes on. He's about a month older than me, and he was a student at BU. And so – the biggest thing, so I started watching Nick a couple months ago because I saw America First. I started hearing about these Groypers. I know Shiva had a Groyper pin, and I wanted to see what he was about because I started seeing all these attacks against him. And so I see this tweet from the ZOA, the Zionist Organization of America, the largest and oldest collection of Zionist Jews influencing American politics. And it says that Nick Fuentes is an irredeemable anti-Semite and a Holocaust denier. And so I'm Jewish. I live in a synagogue. I'm the grandson of a Holocaust survivor. My great aunt was sterilized by Dr. Mengele in Auschwitz, or in Birkenau. I went to Auschwitz in 2017. And I've seen the camps for myself. And so what I said, and I saw this, and it says that he's anti-Semitic because of claiming that Jews in the secret recording that one of Ben Shapiro's plants from the Reagan Battalion did to him on a college campus when they were just talking to him, having some jokes. They said, hey, Nick, do you really think Jews are out to get you in your everyday life? And he said, of course. What do you mean? And I mean, I think that's hilarious because, like, clearly they are. So if he's anti-Semitic for saying Jews are out to get him, and I'm saying this as a Jew, why would the largest Jewish organization in America go online and try and silence him? And Nick retweets it and gets thousands of times more engagement than the ZOA. And it just shows that if he is removed, it's going to be like what happened with Alex Jones. Everyone knows Alex Jones was right.
And by the way, did you actually meet Nick Fuentes?
I haven't met him, but what I did was I started calling my connections in the Jewish community. And so I ended up pressuring Mort Klein, the president of the ZOA, enough to actually return a phone call to me on a blocked number the next morning at 8:38 a.m. And so we had a 6-minute phone call. And during that conversation, I was taking notes in shorthand, which I learned how to write in. And so I made a transcript of a memo, like what Comey did to screw over our president, Donald Trump. God bless him. And I released this online saying exactly what Mort Klein was saying and a couple direct quotes, including one which I said, you know, Mort, Nick's only 21 years old. Do you think at 21 years old he's irredeemable and without hope? Or you think he's without hope and can't be educated and should just be removed from everything and censored? And he said, yeah, I've been fighting people like this for longer than Nick and you have been alive.
But he's kind of buying the propaganda that Fuentes is actually something he's not.
Well, here's the thing. So I finish out with this and I say, well, what about Nick Fuentes? He has followers as young as 14 that I've seen. Are they without hope? Are they irredeemable? And he just says yes. And so I go, okay, well, Mr. Klein, if you believe that and you sincerely have that opinion, do you think it would have been right for all of the U.S. allies to just slaughter every member of the Hitler Youth? Because then Angela Merkel would be dead right now, I bet you. And he just, that's kind of where the conversation ends. But my whole point to him was that what he should do is what they did for Steve King, what they tried to do for AOC. They should give Nick Fuentes a free trip to Poland, let him talk to not only Jewish survivors from the Nazis, but also Catholic and Protestant survivors that were in the concentration camps. Poland's a wonderful country. I've been there once. I've met a lot of people in the government there when I was working in some cybersecurity position this summer. And what I have to say is I think it would be a wonderful learning experience, not only for him, but for his entire audience. And so they say he's a Holocaust denier because he read a super chat about the Cookie Monster, alluding to the question of why the Red Cross revised the death estimates and why the numbers have increased from, I think, around like 600,000 in 1945 when the war ended to the 6 million number we hear now. And if he was to say that and just say, oh, well, Jews are lying.
It wasn't. All right, well, let's not focus on this. Come back for one more segment because I got to take a break here. We're running out. Just come back for one more segment because, I mean, really, again, like you're taking a road untraveled here, trying to build this bridge, which is once again commendable for you. But hold on a second, Lewis, because we got to take this break. Come back in the 5-minute segment and just let's succinctly finish this comment and then tell people where they can see the rest of your content. I mean, folks, the second episode of his podcast, he's shouting Linda Sarsour down in a hall of people. Do you know how many people have that courage? Not many, okay? Not many people have that courage. So, I mean, no fear, baby. Like, no fear. Let's go.
I spend a lot of time reminding the InfoWars family of listeners and viewers that without you, we won't be on the air. And I spent a lot of time thanking you. But I really think you should thank yourself for keeping us on the air and really changing the world for the better and raising the alarm as modern Paul Revere's. But something I should spend more time on is just reminding you that these products are really amazing. You've got that pledge from me, but you've seen the third-party test out there, the air filtration, the water filtration. The supplements are all the very best you're going to find out there. And you can't fund an operation anywhere else that's fighting the globalist this hard. So it's not a burden to support InfoWars. It really is something that is good for everybody, that stands for justice and freedom and makes your life and your family's life and your children's life so much better. So visit InfoWarsStore.com today. A question was once posed to Thomas Jefferson. What is the level of tyranny that a tyrant will take humanity to? How far will they go? What's their limit? And he said it is the limit to which other men and women will submit. The answer is there is no limit to evil. It is a bottomless pit. We've been taught in modern culture and society that evil doesn't exist, or that there's no free will, or there's no devil or the God. But those very same people have all these rules for us about speech and how we can dress and where we can live and what our houses can be like. They just don't want us to have any values so they can run over us. Oxford's banned clapping. Universities in the U.S. have banned 21-gun salutes for veterans. These people are dangerous cult leaders, and it's time to reject them.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
The fight for the future is now.
This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer at InfoWars.com/show.
All right, Lewis Shanker is on with me. He's doing so much stuff right now. I don't have all the time to get to everything he's doing. He's launched a new podcast, the Minuteman Podcast, if you want to follow him there. He's working on a lot of his own things right now behind the scenes that we'll be paying very close attention to. But I got 4 minutes here, Lewis. I don't want you to get too sidetracked, but just in this 4 minutes here, succinctly tell people where they can find your podcast and what you're up to.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'll be very quick and direct. So you guys can go to my Twitter at Lewis_Shanker. On there, I have my website, MinutemanBroadcast.GoDaddySites.com. That has the links to my YouTube, to everything on there. I'm going to be putting on a Patreon. So if you guys want to support me, I'm ready to go to every single jihadi, anti-American, communist event on any campus in New England. I will drive there. I will be there, and I will stand up for America. So if you guys want to help me fight for America, you can go there. I'm going to add a Patreon after I finish up the stream when I'm done with you. Some things that I just want to say, the point of this broadcast is to show people that American nationalists are not the anti-Semites, they're not the racists and the Holocaust deniers that people say. I'm a Jew. I support Donald Trump. You know, actually, 95% of the Jewish community supports President Trump, the Orthodox Jews. Ben Shapiro is more less representative of the Jewish community, the Orthodox Jews, than a black conservative individual.
But so you know what? I want to cut you off for, because there's actually a big thing here that we're not really touching on that you've actually experienced firsthand, because you worked on the Shiva for Senate campaign. So you've seen how the Republican Party goes after nationalists.
Yeah, so the entire Massachusetts GOP is controlled by the same people that are Mitt Romney, Bill Weld, the people like Governor Charlie Baker, who described Trump as anti-American, racist, and misogynist. You know, these people are fake conservatives. The Jim Lyons, the GOP chairman, he's not someone who supports the president. Jeff Deal, the fake rhino that they ran up against Dr. Shiva. If he was an actual Republican, he would have said something that Dr. Shiva was being colluded against and banished from the debates. That's not an American value. He doesn't stand up for free speech. He's a scumbag, and he's trying to run to steal over the Republican
Party. It's not even that I want to spend my whole day in this whole TPUSA Fuentes thing, but it's captured people. It's and I'm theory. Realizing now that it really is. It's the old guard Republican establishment that just does the fake left-right paradigm to stay in power versus the new conservative movement, which is nationalism, America first, sick of funding wars, sick of fake news, not about fundraisers, but about real action. And it's just kind of all been focused now on this whole Kirk Fuentes thing. And I think that, yeah, you know, basically Charlie Kirk is maybe really realizing the situation here is you can either go with the old guard boomers or go with the new guard zoomers, if you want to just put it in simple terms.
Well, if I would say put it in the simplest terms, I would say 2019 is the year that we have to destroy the not-so-obvious establishment, as Dr. Shiva explains. You can look on his channel. He's got this wonderful systems diagram where he lays out exactly how all of these scumbags subvert the establishment, whether it's Bernie Sanders giving votes to Hillary Clinton, whether it's Jeff Deal colluding with Elizabeth Warren.
Exactly. They railroaded Shiva, the Republican Party, just to keep the Democrat in office. Hey, why did you... All right, we got 60 seconds left. You're amazing. At Lewis underscore Shanker, the podcast, Minuteman Podcast. We're going to have you on again, but why do you have... You pulled up a guitar. Are you about to smash that guitar?
You want me to?
I kind of want you to... Well, I wanted you to actually break it, like hardcore metal.
1947, Owen. I can't do that. I restored this myself.
What? So now we have live music.
Hey, you guys should tune in. It's going to be a crazy week. I have big stories. There's a Jewish organization called BBYO. I have some breaking news that's going to blow up the entire Jewish community. I mean, I'm talking Epstein, Weinstein level stuff. I have breaking news about UMass Amherst. I have some amazing stories. I have a historical comparison to Kanye West's Sunday service and the Great Awakening.
I'm telling you, folks, I'm telling you, do not miss this. Do not miss this. Lewis, I see you. I see you. Dude, I'm telling you, Lewis is fearless. He has the will, ladies and gentlemen.
He's a Jedi. He's a Jedi Knight in training. He will take down the Death Star, yes. You've done well, Lewis. Yes, the Force is with you, Lewis. Go out and destroy the enemy.
InfoWars Life has done it again with undoubtedly our biggest breakthrough yet. Super Silver Whitening Toothpaste. This is proprietary. This is with the top lab in the country, and it is incredibly high quality. This is the best toothpaste you're going to find. It's called whitening toothpaste, but really it knocks out the bacteria. It recalcifies the teeth. It does so many things on so many fronts. These beautiful tubes of Super Silver Toothpaste are available at an introductory price of 25% off out of the gates. It's as low as we can go. And they're going to sell out very, very quickly. Super Silver Whitening Toothpaste is going to be a hit. I'm very, very proud of it. And I want to thank my father, a retired dentist, for spearheading this the last 2 years and developing it. It's 25% off out of the gates. That's as low as we can go because it's very, very expensive to produce. Get yours today at InfoWarsLife.com.
All right, folks, I got to do as much as possible here in a very short amount of time. And so, wait a second. Hold on a second. I think my guest is drinking coffee. Can we go to this again? Is my guest drinking coffee here? Oh, that's a nice mug he has. Oh, very nice mug. Oh, what? Oh, my gosh. Dude, there's a hidden message on the bottom of your mug. Did you know that? What is that? No, seriously, that's weird, dude. What? That's odd. Epstein did not kill himself on the hidden message on the bottom of a mug. All right, Brandon Gray, you're familiar with him. He's joining me now. I want to do, first, folks, I don't even have time to plug. There's so much, but InfoWarsStore.com, huge specials going on right now. Air filters, water filters, free shipping. Take advantage of that, folks. If you don't have an air filter or a water filter in your home, take advantage right now of free shipping. These bulky, heavier items are expensive to ship. We cover those costs as part of this special free shipping. And then also big discounts, 25% off the brand new toothpaste, 50% off DNA Force Plus. That's a huge discount. We can't roll with that much longer. While you're there, see all the other specials, the hats, the t-shirts, the preparedness gear. It's all at InfoWarsStore.com. And of course, your support there makes everything we do here possible, where we get so much coming in 3 hours, I don't even have enough time to get to all of it. The Turbo Force, the coffee, the knockout sleep aid, the survival shield, the super male vitality. It's all at InfoWarsStore.com. The 8-pack power stack. I mean, this is a joke. 8-pack power stack is $30 right now, folks. The same competitor under a different label sells it for $120. We're selling it for $30. That is ridiculous. If you want to take supplements and you literally just want the best deal for the lowest price, the 8-pack power stack's the answer. I mean, that's as simple as it gets, folks. So it's all at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, Brandon Gray put out a video, just documenting this one, this is just one instance. You could do this with a dozen people, but he highlights this one individual that goes to all these protests. So we're going to air that video in a second. But first, we realize that person, actually, let's go to Brandon's video first and then play ours. So here's from just another news channel, just another channel on YouTube of this liberal in Texas that manages to be at every event.
July 13th, 2019.
The leftist mobs in Austin and other parts of the country seem to share many common denominators. In addition to the remarkable ability to be at the same place at the same time physically, they also seem to share the same low-level frequency MK Ultra.
I mean, obviously, my dance move is the best. Let's be honest.
Low-level ideologies.
No, but here he is. All right, I'll pause right there because go back because I didn't even realize this. Actually, go back to that freeze frame, dude. So I'm watching your report, Brandon Gray, on with us. Just another channel. I'm watching this video, and you were there that day. You saw them grinding on me and groping on me. But I didn't even realize that you watched that video. You went down and did like the whole breakdown. They were like, I literally want to vomit saying this, but they're like ogling me the whole time, staring at my ass. And it's like this weird energy, like you said, they're putting off. And so you just happen to notice, I'm going to play another video that you may not have been aware of. But seriously, just break it down, guys. Roll the video from Just Another Channel on YouTube, where you found out that this one individual makes it to all these leftist events in Texas. There they are checking out my ass. I mean, it's a pretty nice ass. I got nice glutes. Fine. But so they're there staring at it, groping me. Well, this leftist goes to all the events, and it was the one who showed up to complaining about all the trannies or whatever that got killed. She's up there screaming all these names. She ends up getting arrested. It's the same damn one. So explain this report and how you discovered this.
Sure, Owen. Thanks for having me on. It's a pleasure as always. You almost had to be there to fully grasp what I picked up. Like you said, like you just saw, they were staring at your butt. This is all very, I wanted to put together a report that identified the true motive and maybe even the true funders, the organizers that are telling these people about these events, because clearly their motives have nothing to do with the LGBTQ rights or, you know, equality or all these things they say they're about. What's interesting is the middle event in my video had nothing to do with LGBTQ or drag queen story hour at all. It was like an anti-Antifa event at the Austin State Capitol, right?
Yeah, well, you just happened to find, because you've been to a lot of these events too, and now you're doing journalistic work for your YouTube channel, Just Another Channel. But you notice she's at all these anti-conservative, anti-Trump events. And I can't even keep track of all the stuff we go to now. So maybe it was, I think it was like a rally for peace, like stop leftist violence or something at the state capitol. And she showed up. So I think that's what you're referring to. But the point is, the same leftist activists show up at every event. Who are these people? Why do they show up? They don't care about, like you said, they don't actually care about the issues. They don't know about the issues. Is somebody paying them to be there?
Well, that's the question. And it's all depravity. You notice her looking at your butt in the second little clip from July, same month. She's, you know, emulating with this shaker like she's doing some kind of phallic move or I don't know. My point is all the way down to those people that were in the Hillary line waiting to see Hillary. Weren't they flipping you off, asking, telling you that's how big your Johnson is? I mean, these people take it immediately to some sick level. So I think this movement is really just about power. You know, we hear Alex talk about that all the time. They're looking for power. Who's organizing them? This is not organic. You know what I mean?
Yeah, there's the clip right there.
There it is.
It is weird. There is some weird perverted energy that occupies these people. And you can see it because, you know, it's like, I mean, you can see it literally right there. Or you can see it when they do the drag queen story time, where they promote the drag queens, you know, dressed like aliens. They want to bring them to your library to bounce the kitty on their lap and stuff like that. So you can kind of see it not only in their presence, but in what they push and promote. Now, I think it's that same day. Now, that individual right there, the lady that you're highlighting, this one who does the weird masturbation gesture. Oh, I guess it's a lady. I really don't know.
Look at that junk. That's no lady.
I mean, but I think it was that same day. This is one of the most rancid smelling individuals. Yeah, you're shaking your head, so you must know it too. It's like this person gets off to body odor. I'm not exaggerating. This is one of the worst smelling individuals I've ever smelled in my life.
Okay, I grew up playing sports. I've been in nasty locker rooms, decades old, of sweaty socks and everything. I mean, this individual was disgusting. Do we have the clip of me literally almost passing out from her body odor?
Yeah, you remember that?
Yeah, here she is crying about all the transsexual people that got killed or something. So she's at all these events. She's got a different wig on every time, different clown makeup. But do we, guys, let's roll the clip of me almost fainting from her body odor. Do we have that? Let's roll that clip. So here's me. Why am I always dancing with her? Maybe I'm like being possessed. Yeah, she lifted up her arm and I almost fainted from the sense. I mean, the odors, it's almost criminal. It probably is criminal, actually. It's like assault. But so there you go. So there she is again. So this individual shows up every time, bullhorning. She's got her notes on her phone. She can't answer a single question. Is she getting paid? I mean, so what do you think is going on here, Brandon?
Well, that's the question I raised in my video is when I saw her getting arrested, I thought to myself, you know, I've seen enough episodes of Forensic Files to know that if we can gather enough motive to figure out what is going on here, that the facts are there. I'd like to see phone records, financial records. Who was she texting back and forth to find out about these events? Do you know what I mean? Like, we need to get to the bottom of this because, these people, it's getting worse. Like, I've seen Millie's video from New York and they're holding signs and these people look like hired homeless in my personal opinion.
Correct. Oh, I got a video. I mean, people can say what they want. I have it on video. The guy, he's in Austin all the time. He has an F Trump sign. Okay. It's the same guy. He stands at the same intersection every day and he comes up to me holding the F Trump sign. I say, hey, what are you doing? He said, I got paid to do this. He literally says, I'm getting paid to do this. I wouldn't put it past the Democrat Party for 1 minute to pay homeless people to hold signs, to pay these people to stand out in front of the White House every day saying Trump's a Russian agent.
Yeah, and I didn't put it together at the time, but 2014, 2015, when I was back in Denver, Colorado, I remember seeing signs that were Antifa, and there was like $15 an hour and basically recruitment signs. And, you know, I didn't pick up what that was at the time. And looking back, I think there's a major organization going on here, and we need to find out if it's the same guy that's running these campaigns for city council, you know, George Soros. He's getting now into the legal.
All right, we're about to take a break. It's hard to believe this stuff, folks, but they've been caught. I mean, these people get funded by Soros.
A question was once posed to Thomas Jefferson. What is the level of tyranny that a tyrant will take humanity to? How far will they go? What's their limit? And he said it is the limit to which other men and women will submit. The answer is there is no limit to evil. It is a bottomless pit. We've been taught in modern culture and society that evil doesn't exist, or that there's no free will, there's no devil or the God. But those very same people have all these rules for us about speech and how we can dress and where we can live and what our houses can be like. They just don't want us to have any values so they can run over us. Oxford's banned clapping. Universities in the U.S. have banned 21-gun salutes for veterans. These people are dangerous cult leaders, and it's time to reject them. There's a famous quote by a Marine Corps general in the Korean War when 3 million Chi-Coms had flooded across the border and surrounded the Marines. More than 50 to 1, some estimates have it. But the point is they were outnumbered, and the general was told, "General, we're completely surrounded." He said, "Good, we can attack in all directions." Well, that's the point that InfoWars has reached. And it really is epic. It really is biblical. And we wouldn't have gone this far without all your support. But it's going to become more critical than ever as the censorship becomes complete. And it's not just Americans, but folks all over the world are completely silenced when it comes to speaking the name of a CIA fake whistleblower or exposing a pedophile or speaking out against dangerous vaccines. Because by InfoWars having its own platform, that checkmates the globalists. I've made a lot of predictions that have come true. But I'm here to tell you, most of those really weren't predictions that came out of a crystal ball. I could see where the globalists were going. I could see what their in-game agenda was, what their goal was. And I knew that when they were setting us up to be deplatformed, that they were really setting the precedent to take everybody off air, to silence everyone, to ban words and names and information on fake whistleblowers so that their false narratives couldn't be opposed. What the globalists really feared was independent media and platforms in the future. It was the model of InfoWars as much as the information that had to be silenced, because they need total information dominance for their outrageous lies and the evil they're pushing to succeed. And that's why keeping InfoWars on the air is now more imperative and more vital than ever. The globalists know that I will never willingly give up. I've said it many times. I will never give in. I will never give up, but I could give out. And it's very, very frustrating to see them committing all their crimes against humanity, to see evil running rampant like this, and to know that most Americans have already been silenced in cyberspace, that most Americans have already been shadow banned by big tech, and to know that most Americans feel powerless and don't realize how much power they have by spreading the word about NewsWars.com, InfoWars.com, and Band.Video. And that people are hungry for the truth now more than ever. And then if you tell people, hey, the banned truth they don't want you to have is at InfoWars.com/show and Band.Video. So take heart, folks. They've had to censor everybody and shut everybody down because the truth is powerful and they can't beat us fair and square.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
All right, here's what we're asking with our guest, Brandon Gray, just another channel on YouTube, put together a great report. And it's because I told you I had a meeting with Alex, and here's the frustration. It's like we want to do everything, but we can't do everything. And so then here comes Brandon Gray. He starts a channel and does the work that we didn't do and points out the fact that the same person is at every protest or every event, whatever, in Texas, shouting down people at a conference or an event where they want to stop sexualizing kids at the school. This person shows up and starts listing off a bunch of, I guess, transsexuals that were killed somehow. That has something to do with sexualizing kids. I don't know. This person shows up at an anti-Antifa rally, hadn't showered in 3 months, raises her armpit, knocks out half the crowd. This person shows up, dances every time. So we're just saying, who are these people? Why the show? The fart whistle lady. This lady shows up every damn time in Austin. There's an event. Who are these people? Are they getting paid? They can't answer a single question. So do they really care about the stuff that they're out there protesting? They say, oh, don't talk to InfoWars. Well, no one else shows up to talk to you. There wouldn't be any coverage if it wasn't for InfoWars. So it ends up, I guess, turning into kind of like a weird thing where we give them more publicity than they ever have. But so, I mean, is that what you're getting at here, Brandon? You put out the video on your channel, just another channel. Is that what you're getting at? Is who are these people? Why do they always seem to show up and make a big scene, but they won't answer a single question? I mean, seriously, nobody's hiring these people. You can't get a job if you smell like a toilet. So there's no way this individual has a job. So it's just like, we're just wondering, who are these people?
Well, I think maybe they are getting paid. By the way, I got the URL, justanotherchannel.com. And so if you go to justanotherchannel.com, the website's being developed with more content and other good stuff. But that's exactly right, Owen. And I think these people can have a job, though. I've seen you highlight time and time again where the leaders, these little minions, come out and they're like, oh, don't talk to him. It's like, where does that come from? And I put together this video because of the collective mindset, the low-level MKUltra mind control of these. All these people have the same methodology and the same ideology. You know, it's very interesting.
Well, look at this. The crew is working in real time. We now have the name of that individual. Wilson.
Naomi, the cop in the AISD video was yelling out her name. How do the cops know this woman?
She's like, at every event.
I know. And that's just like, so if she gets arrested, let's get her phone records. What is going on here? You know, this, it's not organic. It's not good.
And again, look, you show up, people show up to events all the time. People are politically active. That's fine. There's nothing suspicious about that. But when you show up every time with a bullhorn, smelling like garbage, people give you a list of names to read off. You can't answer a single question. You're creating a scene. I mean, you just begin to wonder who these people are.
Well, and I think higher level, we see people like William Van Sponsen, right? We think, if there's this really a collective mindset, it can get, it hasn't yet in every case, but like William Van Sponsen, this may get dangerous, you know, if it is organized. And, that's the point.
Yeah, here it is. Naomi Wilson shouts Black Trans Lives Matter. It's like, here's an event where people that have children in the school system say, hey, we don't want them teaching our kids about gay sex. And then here this woman or man or whatever pops up in a wig smelling like trash, reading off a list of names of people who got shot. It has nothing to do with the issue.
And the Drag Queen Story Hour and the anti-Antifa rally at the Capitol. You know, none of these events really have much to do with each other except the fact that she's there, man. She's there ready to go ahead and get towards the children. I don't know what the motive is. It's obviously pretty sick, you know?
And it's like, are people really motivated to come out? I mean, like, are they really that convicted? I don't believe it, because if they were, they would be more coherent. They would be willing to answer a question. She wouldn't need to read off notes on a phone.
Right, and let me clarify that we're not being bigoted here. I have nothing against trans adults.
Dana Martin, for over a year. One Black transgender woman fatally shot.
Today.
Madeline Ware, Black transgender woman.
Well, now we know. So next time we see Naomi, we'll just ask her, hey, Naomi, is anybody paying you?
A Black transgender woman
right.
fatally shot in Prince George County. Claire Legato, 21.
Come on, hey. You know she'll be back. Next event, she'll be back.
Yeah. Yeah. And meanwhile, we're getting censored, right? We're getting booted off Facebook. It's fine.
Oh, we found her page there. Look at that. She's an artist.
That's artwork on that cover photo, huh?
Is it a she or is it a he though? I mean, I'm not trying to be rude.
Maybe she's smuggling pears in those jean shorts, but
it's a she.
My money's on an interesting, pronoun. Get those pronouns right.
Yeah, it could be a woman with a twig and berries.
Man. And again, I think none of us are bigots. We're just trying to protect our children, because I dove into the 1,100 pages of this AISD curriculum. That's going to be my next video. We hear a lot about, well, where does it say they're sexualizing children or they're teaching them how to masturbate or whatever? And it's like, well, look at some of the YouTube videos that are part of the content. The curriculum, so to speak, and just, you know, if this is what they put on paper that they're going to teach the kids, imagine the teachers that are going to want to elaborate a little bit, you know,
oh my gosh. Imagine it's like what they're doing with the cameras rolling at Drag Queen Storytime. Imagine if they had it behind closed doors. And here's the other thing too, because I'm actually, a lot of conservatives probably don't like my stance on these issues. Socially, I'm a liberal. Quite frankly, I don't give a damn what you do in your own personal time. I really don't. And so it's, like you said, it's not even about being bigoted, but we sit here and we see this activism and we just say, hey, do whatever you want in your own time. Why do you always make it about the children? Why are you trying to make this part of the curriculum? Why are you trying to introduce the children to this?
And why are you banning people who talk about this online? You know, that's like the indicator. Hey, if it's being banned online, like vaccine talk or any, you know, all these other things, Mark Zaid and Eric Charmella, maybe there's something there, right? If you're, maybe, you know,
well, there's definitely something there. I mean, it's, you know, they've been caught with their pedophiles at Disney. They've been caught with the pedophiles working for Bill de Blasio. I mean, we've had all the arrests made with Operation Broken Heart. Jeffrey Epstein did not kill himself, magically appears on the bottom of a mug. You just never know.
Let's talk about the unity there. I think Epstein blew a hole, and I think we're going to see hopefully some unity finally around from the left and the right, so that everybody can be Americans and everybody can say, yes, this is pretty whacked out.
What do you think though? Cause like, think about if you're AOC, you retweet the Project Veritas video about them killing the Epstein story. She then undoes the retweet. She's clearly, I mean, so either she's always been controlled and didn't know it, or now she does know it, Or like, I mean, cause that's crazy.
Well, how could she not know it? We all saw the auditions for the Democrat. What is
She's
that?
She's not very bright. I mean, come on.
When I see her confronting people like Jim Jordan, it makes me laugh, you know?
Yeah, but didn't you see she just introduced the new, the drag queen alien as her inspiration for everything?
Oh, I loved it. It was so awesome. And oh my God, it's like, really?
She's like, it made me think of the catwalk. And she like starts doing like a catwalk thing.
Oh, made me want to vomit.
Hey, well, look, I just think these people should just wear their colors on their sleeve like they are. And, you know, that's fine. Let America see what you want to do to the kids. You want to bring drag queen story time to the young kids, but you also going to act like it's not happening and people calling it out of the problem. All right, Brandon Gray, thank you so much. JustAnotherChannel.com.
I spend a lot of time reminding the InfoWars family of listeners and viewers that without you, we won't be on the air. And I spent a lot of time thanking you. But I really think you should thank yourself for keeping us on the air and really changing the world for the better and raising the alarm as modern Paul Revere's. But something I should spend more time on is just reminding you that these products are really amazing. You've got that pledge from me, but you've seen the third-party test out there, the air filtration, the water filtration. The supplements are all the very best you're going to find out there. And you can't fund an operation anywhere else that's fighting the globalist this hard. So it's not a burden to support InfoWars. It really is something that is good for everybody, that stands for justice and freedom and makes your life and your family's life and your children's life so much better. So visit InfoWarsStore.com today. A question was once posed to Thomas Jefferson. What is the level of tyranny that a tyrant will take humanity to? How far will they go? What's their limit? And he said it is the limit to which other men and women will submit. The answer is there is no limit to evil. It is a bottomless pit. We've been taught in modern culture and society that evil doesn't exist, or that there's no free will, or there's no devil or the God. But those very same people have all these rules for us about speech and how we can dress and where we can live and what our houses can be like. They just don't want us to have any values so they can run over us. Oxford's banned clapping. Universities in the U.S. have banned 21-gun salutes for veterans. These people are dangerous cult leaders, and it's time to reject them. Beto O'Rourke came out dozens of times and said, we're going to confiscate all your semi-automatic rifles. And he got all the other Democrats on the stage, nine others, to agree and said that he was a hero. Think about that. Now, those Democrats have taken all the guns in the cities they control. Their blue cities are literal crap holes covered with needles and with massive drug dealing and incredible levels of violent crime. They know what they're doing. And now the Supreme Court's come out and ruled that gun manufacturers can be sued into oblivion for what criminals do using their firearms. My goodness, ladies and gentlemen, this country's under such incredible attack. But more and more towns and cities are saying they're sanctuaries for the Second Amendment, and they're going to follow the original Bill of Rights and Constitution, and they're not going to help in the confiscation of guns. So you see, a lot of these cities ignore illegal aliens. Well, we could ignore all your unconstitutional laws. InfoWars Life has done it again with undoubtedly our biggest breakthrough yet, Super Silver Whitening Toothpaste. This is proprietary. This is with the top lab in the country, and it is incredibly high quality. This is the best toothpaste you're going to find. It's called whitening toothpaste, but really it knocks out the bacteria. It recalcifies the teeth. It does so many things on so many fronts. These beautiful tubes of Super Silver Toothpaste are available at an introductory price of 25% off out of the gates. It's as low as we can go, and they're going to sell out very, very quickly. Super Silver Whitening Toothpaste is going to be a hit. I'm very, very proud of it. I want to thank my father, a retired dentist, for spearheading this the last 2 years and developing it. It's 25% off out of the gates. That's as low as we can go because it's very, very expensive to produce. Get yours today at InfoWarsLife.com.
War Room.
Infowars.com/show. Talk radio great again.
This is the War Room
with Owen Schroyer. Watch the live stream at Infowars.com/show.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's a topic that has the attention of a lot of specifically young people that are politically active, even more specifically on social media. And Legendary Energy, very popular in those halls. Anomaly also goes by, put out a tweet saying, hey, anybody who wants this explained and broken down, let me know. I'll talk about it. So I saw the tweet. I said, well, you know what? We're talking about it. So I'll get you on. I think everybody here, let me just lay it out like this and then we'll get his take. What I've seen over the course of my political coverage is that there's a separation between the Republican Party and real conservatives, the grassroots movement. And they want to continue this whole Republican, Democrat, left-right paradigm to maintain their power. Well, the people that got Trump elected see through this. They see how the Republicans tried to keep Trump out of office and now are undermining Trump. And so we're just simply saying, look, we're not loyal to the Republican Party. We're never going to be loyal to the Republican Party. We have our own things we're loyal to. And certain old guard people, whether they be young or old, are trying to smash that out. And it kind of reached a head and a nexus point with Charlie Kirk and Nick Fuentes. And then a line was drawn. People basically took sides. And it was kind of a red flag for a lot of people, seeing 20, 30 people all of a sudden come out saying, these people are white supremacists, shut them down. And you're kind of scratching your head like, wait a second, that's what the left does. This is a liberal talking point. Why are conservatives doing this? So people are asking questions. Well, my theory is it's time for everybody to come together, Republicans, conservatives, whatever, to keep Trump in office. And we can maybe hash out the rest from there. But Anomaly joins me. So let's get his take on this and what he thinks needs to be done. I see you're very active on Twitter also doing commentary on this. So what do you think's going on and how do we solve this fracture?
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me on. Well, I think for a long time I've kind of seen this, because on the conservative, the campus conservatives, you know, the Shapiros and the Charlie Kirks, I think in many ways they've been doing a lot of great work and I've complimented them. But they've kind of said, this is what we're doing. And if you stray from this conversation, you know, basically you're not a part of us. They say they're against identity politics, but they play the most identity politics. Everything's black. Everything's Hispanic. I'm actually part Hispanic and I got invited to the White House, you know, because I'm part Hispanic, which is awesome. I'm glad. But then you see a lot of kids where they're like, wait, can I be an identity? And then they're like, no, you're a supremacist. But then they play identity politics. There's a lot of, political correctness, and even people like Alex Jones, you know, Alex talks about vaccines, false flags, you know, things that the Ben Shapiro types and even like Charlie's don't really get into, which is fine. They don't have to, you know, I don't mind that they're more like clean cut.
Dude,
like,
you actually, I'm so glad you came on, because you just put two things out that I couldn't even think out. That's the original divide. It's conservatives / Republicans who don't want to be labeled conspiracy theorists. That was the original divide.
Yeah, well, that's the thing is, back in the day, it was like, well, if you say this, you're a conspiracy theorist. Now it's like anything with medication, you know, there's on record. I think it was Bayer. Correct me if I'm wrong, but they gave, you know, pills that they knew had AIDS to it to South America or something. I mean, these medicine industries have a lot of, you know, bad stuff on their hands. And every single commercial, they have 50 million sort of things. And then like the Shapiros will be like, oh, if you question vaccines, you're a conspiracy theorist. Alex Jones is a lunatic. And then when Alex was getting kicked off social media, I was like, Ben, why don't you debate Alex? I like Alex. I liked Ben at the time, but I was like, I think Alex would crush Ben in a debate, but they don't debate. And then they run away and call everybody alt-right and white supremacists.
Dude, you're nailing it so on the head right now. This is so golden, because if you go back actually in 2000, I believe it was 15 or 16, Ben Shapiro put out a list, his list of Nazis. Alex Jones was one of them. Mike Cernovich, some other people. Of course, these are not Nazis. These
Ron
are just,
Paul as well.
Yeah, Ron Paul, exactly.
Alt-right or alt-right friendly, and Ben Shapiro and Charlie Kirk always get falsely labeled alt-right, and I always stand up for them. But then they want to say anybody who says this or believes this, and then they drew a line in the sand. But the thing is, a lot of people want to go deeper. I'm not afraid of race talk. I'm not afraid of identity. I'm not afraid of demographics, even if it's against my own race or ethnicity. If somebody has something to say about my Hispanic heritage, it doesn't bother me. That's what free speech is about. You know, I'm not sensitive. I'm not a snowflake. So they go around college campuses saying, I'm not a snowflake. But then if you say something that's like outside the box of normal conservatism, they're like, how dare you talk about that? It's all about black unemployment. It's like, bro, we've heard, we know black unemployment's down. We've heard it 1,000 times, but you know, maybe people want to have an edgier conversation. I want to give you guys props on your network. I think it was Alex who sat down with Louis Farrakhan. That's a very edgy conversation, but it's like, it's cool. Like, well, I want to see, you know, Farrakhan sit down with a rabbi. I want to see Alex Jones sit down with Ben Shapiro. I don't want to see Ben Shapiro and Charlie Kirk going around college campuses calling everyone a conspiracy theorist.
Right, and in the age of information and the internet, like, we have the opportunity to do this and really come together instead of driving this wedge. And, you know, another golden point you brought up, which, again, I'm so glad because it's like you're kind of putting things into words that I haven't found out how to express. If the average, just the average influencer, if you're black and you have any influence on social media and you help Trump get in office, you've probably been invited to the White House at least twice. Okay. And I'm not even complaining. Like, I have never been invited to the White House. I've done so much to get Trump. I'm not complaining, but the point is, it's like, this is actually happening. They ignore all of it. And then like you said, one side wants to say, oh, we don't play identity politics, but they do.
Absolutely. Like I said, I've done a lot of work. I got 300 million views and people appreciate that. But because I'm Hispanic, I got invited to the White House. I'm like 15 to 25% Hispanic, which is nice. But then am I going to point to the white Trump supporters who feel a certain way? You know, it's like if you, and this has been going on for a while, you know, if you identify as black or Jewish or anything, you could be proud. You can run organizations. But if you're white, they only want you to do two things. Either you have to be like self-hateful, or you have to do what liberals do. You have to act superior and act like you're trying to help everybody, which in my opinion, that's the real white supremacy, is feeling like you're so much better than everyone that you have to, you know, dictate how everyone does and help them so much. And I think the right wing, the Shapiros and the Kirks, play along to that narrative because they're so afraid of being called racist. So they're like, listen, we're not all right. We love blacks. We love Hispanics. But let's be real. Like, the stuff they're saying, it's not connecting with even, I'm a hip hop artist. Tell the hip hop community that, you know, Democrats want to take your guns. That's just straight up. You know, they love guns. They rap about it. They love money. Democrats tax more. Like, why don't they, you know, book people like me on college campuses? It's like Charlie Kirk saying, well, if you say something about white people in Maine vote Democrat, it's like, bro, it's very cringe, as the kids are calling it now. It's like, it's cool that they disagree. But once he started labeling people alt-right, and once I saw Ben Shapiro label people alt-right, that's the label they throw on you to censor you. And I'm starting to think that these people are afraid of a real conversation. And a lot of us are.
And by the way, I don't want to see TPUSA go down. I don't want to see Charlie Kirk go down. These are great leaders that can do great things for America. But if they're going to start, you know, siphoning off the real momentum to bring America back, and they're going to start ending real conversations that people want to have, well, they're going to be called out for it. And by the way, I understand, like, it makes sense. Like, yeah, if you're Trump and you're called racist all day long, well, what are you going to do? You're going to invite every black person that you know to come to the White House and say, look, hey, we're having a great time. And they're all going to stream it and going to make a big deal. And the media still doesn't give him credit.
They don't
care. Still go in front of the White House and somebody walks by and says, Trump's racist. I'm like, what the hell, man?
And absolutely. And another thing that I think TPUSA and Shapiro are losing a little bit, and I, like you said, I don't want them to go down. I want them to learn. They've complained about Nick Fuentes and they've complained about people like Owen Benjamin for a year. And they're like, why are these people gaining so much momentum? But the thing is, they won't talk about Israel when it comes to Jewish people. Even my Jewish friends are starting to be like, dude, they're doing too much. You know what I'm saying? They think they're like the gods of Jewish people, where it's like, you can't talk about that. You can't question it. They don't even care about the First Amendment. Like, I think it was Crenshaw that was like, the First Amendment's a cloak for you guys. And it's like, First Amendment's not a cloak, bro. The First Amendment's the First Amendment. So they've kind of built like a game where it's like, do you go with us or do you go with them? And a lot of people want to hear, you know, what Owen Benjamin
and let's say this. You said you can stick around for another segment.
Talking about it,
if you can, let's actually do that, because here's another thing that they do. You know, there's the whole thing where Jews run the world, the Jewish conspiracy. And so they'll try to plaster Nick Fuentes, other people, on the face of that conspiracy. But then they turn around and say, you're not allowed to say anything bad about Israel. And then Dan Crenshaw comes out and says, look, the poor Israelis get bombed every day, so therefore we need to give them millions of dollars. Well, wait a second. People in Yemen get bombed every day. People in Afghanistan, Iraq, all across the planet. There's all kinds of this stuff. Why do they always make it about Israel? So people ask real questions, and they say, oh, no, you can't ask that, but there's no Jewish conspiracy either.
I've made a lot of predictions that have come true, but I'm here to tell you, most of those really weren't predictions that came out of a crystal ball. I could see where the globalists were going. I could see what their in-game agenda was, what their goal was. And I knew that when they were setting us up to be deplatformed, that they were really setting the precedent to take everybody off air, to silence everyone, to ban words and names and information on fake whistleblowers so that their false narratives couldn't be opposed. What the globalists really feared was independent media and platforms in the future. It was the model of InfoWars as much as the information that had to be silenced, because they need total information dominance for their outrageous lies and the evil they're pushing to succeed. And that's why keeping InfoWars on the air is now more imperative and more vital than ever. A question was once posed to Thomas Jefferson. What is the level of tyranny that a tyrant will take humanity to? How far will they go? What's their limit? And he said it is the limit to which other men and women will submit. The answer is there is no limit to evil. It is a bottomless pit. We've been taught in modern culture and society that evil doesn't exist, or that there's no free will, or there's no devil or the God. But those very same people have all these rules for us about speech and how we can dress and where we can live and what our houses can be like. They just don't want us to have any values so they can run over us. Oxford's banned clapping. Universities in the U.S. have banned 21-gun salutes for veterans. These people are dangerous cult leaders, and it's time to reject them. About a month ago, President Trump announced that he was going to move his domicile from New York City to Florida, where he's always said he planned to retire to. And the left got so excited. They said, oh, he's about to resign and leave instead of facing impeachment, and he's running to Florida. Well, now we know why the president did that. He knew the leftist-controlled appeals courts were going to say that he had to give up his tax returns so they can pore over them and harass every business partner he's got. They want to terrorize people that he's worked with. And by moving his domicile from New York to Florida, that gets around the New York law they passed to get his tax returns that are supposed to be private. So all those people out there holding their breath for the president to resign, in his words, we're kicking the deep state's ass, and he's never going to resign. There's a famous quote by a Marine Corps general in the Korean War when 3 million Chi-Coms had flooded across the border and surrounded the Marines. More than 50 to 1, some estimates have it. But the point is, they were outnumbered, and the general was told, general, we're completely surrounded. He said, good, we can attack in all directions. Well, that's the point that InfoWars has reached. And it really is epic. It really is biblical. And we wouldn't have gone this far without all your support. But it's going to become more critical than ever as the censorship becomes complete. And it's not just Americans, but folks all over the world are completely silenced when it comes to speaking the name of a CIA fake whistleblower or exposing a pedophile or speaking out against dangerous vaccines. Because by InfoWars having its own platform, that checkmates the globalists.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Wow, there's so much to get to. I'm going to try to do as much as I can here in the next 10 minutes. I'm going to do 5 more minutes with Anomaly, Legendary Energy. Here's what it comes down to. I was trying to think of how I wanted to word this, but here's what I think it comes down to. We, the people that elected Trump, see the establishment, we see the corruption, and we want answers. We want to know Who killed Epstein? We want to know what happened on 9/11. We want to know why did they lie about the Gulf of Tonkin? Why did they assassinate JFK and cover it up? So these are just big things that we've just been begging for answers forever. We see Trump outside of the establishment asking the same questions, and so we elect him. Well, now we see gatekeepers, at least that's the appearance, of people like Ben Shapiro and Charlie Kirk, who are trying to stop us from moving the intellectual ball forward on these issues that we're trying to open up the doors. And so Israel becomes a main topic here. And it becomes a topic because you have people passing legislation saying you can't say anything negative about Israel. That's real legislation. Well, what the hell is that? I can say whatever the hell I want about Israel. Okay, you have Dan Crenshaw supporting all our military aid for Israel. And by the way, all these bombings that happen over Israel, it's like the same thing. Like, I'm sorry, I'm not buying it. I think it's a part of the same war complex, the same people that have been getting rich off war for decades. So yeah, they fire off 200 missiles in Israel. Well, whose missiles are they? And guess what? Whose missiles are shooting those missiles down? Probably the same people. And they get rich. And we just sit here and pay for it all. And so people ask legitimate questions. And then what happens? People say, oh, you can't ask those questions. So to me, anomaly, it comes down to that. We have serious questions. We know the corruption. We know the establishment. We know how deep it goes. Call it whatever you want. Illuminati, deep state, New World Order. We know it's there. We have questions. We're finally getting answers. We want to break through with this momentum and Trump in office. And then gatekeepers are there telling us, no, don't do that. Labeling you this, shutting you down. I think that's the big struggle right now.
You're nailing it. The left wing uses hate speech, Islamophobia. They have all these buzzwords to shut down a conversation and a debate. And the right wing is weak on patriotism. Not weak on patriotism, but if they can convince you it's a patriotic thing, they can get you to start a war. And anti-Semitism. I love Israeli and Jews, but they've kind of broadened that term where last year they called Netanyahu's son, who's the prime minister of Israel, they called his son anti-Semitic because he shared a George Soros cartoon. Ben Garrison, who's a very patriotic Trump-supporting cartoonist, he called a New York Times cartoonist anti-Semitic because he made a Netanyahu-Trump dog sort of thing. And then 3 months later, Ben Garrison got called anti-Semitic and didn't get to go to the White House. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez calls Donald Trump anti-Semitic for talking about Adam Schiff, who happens to be Jewish. So it gets blown out of proportion where you start to see even Jewish people suffering under that guise, because as soon as you're, you know, a Jewish person who goes against the narrative, there's dozens of rabbis and lawyers who are fighting against the legislation in Florida, I think you're talking about, where they made anti-Semitism a school bill where you don't even know what they're talking about anymore. So it's not that people, and I can't speak for everyone, there's some nasty little hateful people out there, but I have no disdain for Israelis or Jews. It's just I love free speech. So the fact that they're using Israel and Jewish people, kind of like how the left wing, in my opinion, uses, you know, Black and Hispanic to push their agenda of big government, big taxes, and big censorship.
So Anomaly at Legendary Energy on Twitter, where do you think this goes? And is there a solution we'll see soon, or are people going to have to learn things the hard way here?
I would love to see just Shapiro and Kirk and the right wing. It's not that they have to get crazy and cave to all these, you know, stances of these kids, but allow a free speech. And also, I think the big thing these kids want is either nobody gets identity politics or everyone does. I'm not a big identitarian myself. I'm like 4 or 5 different ethnicities, but I see why these kids are upset on college campuses, because they march around doing Hispanic, you know, identity politics, Black identity politics. And like you said, you know, some people don't get invited to certain places because they're not just a speaking head who are like, I'm the gay guy who's the gay guy. And it's like, I like Scott Presler. He's cleaning up trash. You know, it's not all about his sexuality. He actually has value. So people get upset for that reason. So I think Charlie and Ben need to stop censoring, stop calling everyone conspiracy theorists, have more debates, and, you know, try to win with a sound argument. When you start playing political correctness, you start losing me. I like the raw truth. That's why we like Trump. That's why we lean right wing. If you start just trying to appease the left, they're never going to like you. They're never going to stop calling you racist. They call Ben Shapiro alt-right, and he's, you know, he's the furthest thing from it. So it's like, you can't appease them. Just go with the truth. You can be, you know, you can be smart about it. You can optics. I get it. But don't sell us out. Don't sell out our First Amendment, which a lot of them are doing under the guise of anti-Semitism. Don't sell out our Second Amendment. And don't sell out our right to have edgy conversations, whether it be Alex Jones and you talking about, you know, everything under the sun, or these kids who are talking about edgy, you know, demographic questions. I mean, let the truth win. Let logic win. Don't use these racist, sexist, blah, 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 you know, big broad terms, which are really just meant to shut down intelligent discussion.
All right, Anomaly at Legendary Energy on Twitter. So glad we got you on short notice. So as things develop, if you want to come back on to discuss this, be my guest. Very good segments with you. All right, so there he goes again. You can follow him, Anomaly, on Twitter, at Legendary Energy. And I was so glad I saw his tweet because that was really good conversation we just had. And, I mean, I don't want to sit here and obsess over the fraction over, you know, conservatives and Republicans, the fracture, excuse me, but it's like the left is fractured too. And so if the right becomes fractured, it's going to be a lot harder for us to have political victories, not even knowing, you know, where we lie and what we agree on here. So we'll be following that. All right. I got some other news I got to get to here before we get off air. I was going to call. Should we just call the phone number now to the Roger Stone deal? I was going to do this stunt. We were going to literally just call the number. Can we do it on the studio phone? Free Roger Stone, call the White House and demand Trump pardon. Here, you guys call that up. I'm going to cover news. And if we ever get through to anyone, can we patch it on air? Let's do that. So they're going to call the number, free Roger Stone. We're going to call the White House, 202-456-1414. And if they get through, they'll patch me on air and I'll say, hey, Roger Stone was framed and now they're trying to illegally throw him in jail. Let's stop this. Let's arrest the real criminals here. Okay. So while they're doing that, let me try to hit some other news here. By the way, this is hilarious. Mad liberals who make some of the best memes, I guess, went back. It must have been tough, but there's so much footage, but went back and reviewed all the footage of Joe Biden groping kids and smelling kids and like licking their neck or some weird stuff. Or kissing them. I mean, literally groping young children, folks. This is sick, perverted stuff. He's a pervert. Joe Biden, he's a pervert. And so, but the funny thing is, mad liberals went back and got a screenshot of a bunch of different instances where Joe Biden is groping people and men and women and children. And he noticed something. Joe Biden never molests and gropes black people. What is that about? So is Joe Biden a racist because he only molests and gropes white people or Asian people or brown people? I'm just saying Joe Biden will molest anything with two legs and wind in his lungs unless they have black skin. So here's Joe Biden. He never saw a kid or a woman he didn't want to grope and molest that came through the White House. But if they were black, he's not interested. What's up with that, Joe? So I guess that's the answer. I mean, you know, they say blackface is racist, but I mean, if you go through the White House, if you go through a Joe Biden event, you don't want to get molested by Joe, you just put blackface on, he won't touch you. He won't walk up to you and sniff you and you know, molest you or grope you or whatever, or grab you. So, that's just creepy Uncle Joe. Now we know for a fact he's a racist. He only molests, white people. So that's a shame. All right, the White House office is closed. You know, maybe we'll try to do that at the stop of the show tomorrow. Because they're going to meet back tomorrow and deliberate. The jury's still in deliberation over the verdict. That'll reopen at 8:30 Central, 9:30 Eastern tomorrow. So maybe they'll have a verdict by the time I'm on air and we can call the White House and be like, hey, you know, the real criminal is not Roger Stone. I mean, I don't need to put out the names, but let's just throw out two names, Roger Stone and Amy Berman Jackson. Of those two people, one's a criminal, and it's not Roger Stone. Okay, how's that? Does that... Okay, all right. Sean Hannity has a story. Blame game. Baltimore mayor says leaders not to blame for crime, claims I'm not committing the murder. So, you know, Baltimore's just totally falling apart at the seams. Violence. Nobody wants to be a police there anymore. And there's murders every night. And then the leaders that got elected to fix these issues, they say, it's not our problem. By the way, reelect me. It's not my problem, but reelect me. That's how they roll. All right. I wasn't even able to get to some of this other news, folks. Bishop who investigated sex abuse, accused of sex abuse. Yeah, go figure that. There's some other stuff I didn't get to. Let's go to break, though, guys. Roll the B-roll of what was happening in Chile. So we've been covering all these revolutions happening all over the place. And there's amazing footage from Chile, not the church getting burned, which, by the way, the people in Chile are burning the churches, not because they're Islamicists or whatever, because of all the rape happening by the priest with the kids. But can you imagine this scene in America No. Go back to that one. Can you imagine this scene in America? People united behind America, united behind Trump, raising the American flag, taking down the deep state. Imagine if we could unite and do that. That would be amazing. You stay classy, InfoWarriors.
I spend a lot of time reminding the InfoWars family of listeners and viewers that without you, we won't be on the air. And I spend a lot of time thanking you. But I really think you should thank yourself for keeping us on the air and really changing the world for the better and raising the alarm as modern Paul Revere's. But something I should spend more time on is just reminding you that these products are really amazing. You've got that pledge from me, but you've seen the third-party test out there, the air filtration, the water filtration. The supplements are all the very best you're going to find out there. And you can't fund an operation anywhere else that's fighting the globalist this hard. So it's not a burden to support InfoWars. It really is something that is good for everybody, that stands for justice and freedom and makes your life and your family's life and your children's life so much better. So visit InfoWarsStore.com today. A question was once posed to Thomas Jefferson. What is the level of tyranny that a tyrant will take humanity to? How far will they go? What's their limit? And he said, it is the limit to which other men and women will submit. The answer is, there is no limit to evil. It is a bottomless pit. We've been taught in modern culture and society that evil doesn't exist, or that there's no free will, or there's no devil or the God. But those very same people have all these rules for us about speech and how we can dress and where we can live and what our houses can be like. They just don't want us to have any values so they can run over us. Oxford's banned clapping. Universities in the U.S. have banned 21-gun salutes for veterans. These people are dangerous cult leaders, and it's time to reject them.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show